till Rough Riders Baseball.
Let's go! Batter up! We're taking the afternoon off. It's a beautiful day for a ball game. For a ball game today. The fans are out to get a ticket or two. From Walla Walla, Washington to Kalamazoo. It's a beautiful day for a home run. But even a triple's okay. We're gonna cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
Batter off, strike one.
Hey, the game has just begun and the home team's out to win.
Merry swing,
strike two.
And the pitcher's dipsy do. Genius fastball pop right in.
This is it.
9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you're stopping your whole everything. A band is blowing Dixie. Double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain and hear the jazz go down. Competition.
6 minutes. Till Rough Riders Baseball.
Growing a lemon tree. I'm gonna burn it down and grow me something better. Yeah, yeah.
Blood on my head. Kicking the ribs, in trouble now. Came from the dirt, back in the ground when I die. But I'ma survive, I got my ways. Oh, could you be a little less sour? Rotten by the hour, and my heart's right into
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I've been sipping, I've been buzzing, shooting doubles like it's nothing. All but nothing makes you go away. I need something you prove.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball. Seconds till Rough Riders Baseball.
It's dance time in Texas and we're striking up the band. Let's go honky tonkin', honey, take my hand. It's dance time in Texas where the wine and music flow. We'll do that Texas two-step and that old cotton eye.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Radio Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Chris Jarrett.
Winners of 9 of their last 12, the Frisco Rough Riders continue their surge in the Texas League South and look to chase down the Midland Rockhounds, who pace away by 2 games. We continue a 12-game homestand to kick off the month of August, and the San Antonio Missions are in town as we begin a 6-game series against the AA affiliate of the San Diego Padres. We'll get into that news a little bit later. We're live on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, and we're back. Zach is back on the broadcast with us, and it's finally back to a two-man crew here at Riders Field. And Zach, welcome back. Certainly happy to have you back.
Well, happy to be back, Chris. It's crazy. We were talking. We've called one game together since July 17th. It's been a little nuts. But we're back. We're ready to go. Should be a fun one.
What a series last week, and the Rough Riders look to, I mean, the big thing is, can they roll it over? It was tough going from Saturday night. They scored 11 runs, and the offense kind of boomed, felt like momentum boomed, tied the season-long streak of a seven-game winning streak from one of your new guys, a 20-year-old. And then on Sunday, it was a tough ball game. You go out, and it felt like the offense was maybe burnt out a little bit, but now you look to roll it over and start fresh against a team that did it in the first half and won the first half title in San Antonio.
Yeah, the Rough Riders have had kind of an interesting relationship with San Antonio this year. It seems like they've been a different team every time we've seen them head-to-head this year. In the initial series, swept them in six games, then went down there again a couple weeks ago and really dominated them in the early part of that series especially. But I think that the interesting thing is their pitching has changed so much over the course of the season, and we're going to see some new faces. One of them is not new that we're going to see today, Henry. We've seen him a lot over the last 2 years, but ultimately this is a Rough Riders offense that is probably clicking the best we've seen all season long with some new faces. Aaron Zavala and Luis Angel Acuna have come up from high A and just dominated so far. And you don't expect seven extra base hits, including two home runs in his first seven games, to continue for Aaron Zavala, but really good stuff from him and really good stuff all up and down the Rough Riders lineup card. Again, no Dustin Harris in today's lineup, so we'll see how much that hurts. But ultimately, you really have to like the direction the offense is going.
A lot of depth right now, especially as you mentioned with Aparicio and Zavala joining that outfield core. And one of the faces, maybe I guess it depends on who you ask, a new face, not a new face. Fernando Tatis Jr. is in town to rehab for the San Diego Padres with their AA affiliate. And there's a little bit of a buzz around the ballpark right now. It's exciting.
It is exciting. If you look down the right field line, it feels like about half the people in attendance are huddled within the first two rows down there. But really exciting to see him get to warm up. And some good memories for him last time he was here in this building as he played head-to-head against the Rough Riders 20 different times. In 2018, he had six home runs of his 14 he hit that year in all of AA against the Rough Riders. So really good stuff. I mean, he needs no introduction if you follow baseball. Right. This is a guy who was the National League home run champion in 2021 and missed the end of the season with a fractured wrist. So he's trying to come back from that injury. And, man, the excitement is definitely around this ballpark and really excited to see him play.
All right, we'll step aside for the first time in the Riders Baseball Network. Come back with us. Eric Dorton, the hitting coach for Frisco, our pregame guest, as Zach had a good chance to catch up with Eric and talk about the season and the offensive success. Winning 9 of their last 12. Can they keep it going? We start a six-game series against San Antonio with a 7:05 start time between the Missions and the Riders on the Riders Baseball Network. The series of Texas baseball legends continues in 2022 at Riders Field on Wednesday, August 10th, as Bobby Witt Sr. comes to town. The father of current Royals infielder Bobby Witt Jr., Sr. played over 10 seasons with the Texas Rangers in his 16 years in the majors.
He did it! 4 strikeouts in an inning.
Tickets are sure to go fast. Get yours now at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders have partnered with PGA Frisco to present Golf Night at Riders Field, sponsored by the 2023 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship. On August 12th, the Riders play host to the San Antonio Missions, and fans are invited out to the ballpark for golf-themed fun and activities throughout the game. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Welcome back to Riders Field. We're joined by Eric Dorton, the Riders hitting coach. And, well, it's that time of year, a lot of turnover in the Riders roster, and you know a couple guys from your time in Dynews, but how important is it to kind of build a relationship with these new guys once they come in?
Yeah, it's huge. They have to trust me. Working with them, the good part is I had two of them that just came up, and I know Capers as well. So have a good relationship with those guys, but it's huge. They got to be able to trust me, each other, to be able to work together well. So
we were talking about Aaron Zavala a little bit, who you had last year in Down East for the last month and a half or so. This is a guy who is an incredibly polished hitter coming out of college. What were some of your impressions last year, and then how has he improved into this year?
his zone control ability is as good as I've ever seen. It's impressive to watch him just managing a bat every time he's in there. The way he works, too, he's going to push everybody else the way he works. He understands himself more this year and what he needs every day to get ready. But it's impressive watching him.
With Zavala, I feel like some of the things on him were they want to see more extra base hits. They want to see more power. Well, five doubles, two home runs through seven games with the Rough Riders, and that's probably not going to continue. But how impressive is that to see that, to come up here to this next level and do that?
Yeah, right off the bat. Like, nothing fazed him. He gets in there and does his thing right off the bat. And it goes back to him controlling the zone and getting the right swings off and on-time swings. And nothing fazes him in there. So it's impressive what he's done to start, no doubt.
Speaking of not being fazed, Luis Angel Acuña comes up here as a 20-year-old, gets a three-run go-ahead double, and then a grand slam the next day. What have you seen out of him?
Man, when the lights are bright, he shines. He's impressive, especially for his age and his coming up here and doing what he's doing so far. Like, it's impressive to watch. So, but when the lights are bright, man, you can count on a good at bat from him. He's always a good at bat, but especially when the lights are bright.
You mentioned for his age, how impressive is that to see a 20-year-old come up here and do that to double-A pitching?
Yeah. If you didn't know him, you would expect him to be a little bit older. It's impressive going from, especially since he was in down east and then spent most of the year in Hickory. Like, he's moving quick, and it's not phasing. He's in there and competing and doing really well.
With seven-game winning streak snapped on Sunday for the Rough Riders, the offense really carried that winning streak. Really impressive stuff. What were some of your main takeaways from that stretch?
Man, just the quality of ABs, like the building innings, and back-to-back-to-back-to-back good ABs. It was just constantly having good ones. Guys didn't give in. They did really good jobs communicating, adjusting game plans when we needed to against certain arms, and it was really fun to watch. Sunday we had a little bit of a down day, but that's going to happen.
Monster series. He homered in three straight games as we're joined by Eric Dorton, Riders hitting coach. The power has been something we're looking forward to and looking forward to seeing him kind of explode on that, and it finally has. What have you seen from him recently at the plate?
Yeah, he just locked in the move a little bit, locked in his game plan a little bit more too, but he's been working hard to get the move right, and the work he's putting in is showing up out here. So
many of these guys have talked about not pressing and maybe not having the best seasons to their standards. Foscue, Krim, and Harris have all said that. How important is that to make sure they don't press and make sure they can just keep doing their job?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, sometimes they see the numbers and they want the numbers to be better. We all do. We always want, you know, them to be higher than what they are. And all three of those guys are having good years in terms of what we value. And I know they want it to be better, and it will be by the end, I'm sure, because those guys work their butts off every day.
Eric Dorton, our guest, we'll get you out on this. We talked a lot about Johnny Ornelas throughout this season, an incredible season so far. It seems like the batting average is slowing down just a little bit, but the power is starting to come. We're seeing more extra base hits. He's another guy who you want to see more extra base hits out of. What have you seen from Johnny lately?
Yeah, he's getting pitched to a little bit different than he was early in the year. Still hitting in the top, obviously, but getting a lot more breaking balls, a lot more off speed. Instead of throwing two pitches at him, they're throwing all three right off the bat. So he's getting pitched to a little bit. So it's been a little bit of an adjustment. But he's doing it. He's managing it well. The average has dropped a little bit, but he's still hitting balls really hard and still having really good ABs.
Do you think it's important for his maturation to see that pitching now so he knows how to adjust to it going forward?
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, him experiencing this is huge, and he's young as well. And it's only going to make him better, especially with the success he was having all year long. It's good for him to have a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of downtime, a little bit of a challenge period here to grow through.
All right. He's Eric Dorton, Riders hitting coach. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll return after this in the Riders Baseball Network.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call us down for details.
The Frisco Rough Riders have partnered with PGA Frisco to present Golf Night at Riders Field, sponsored by the 2023 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship. On August 12th, the Riders play host to the San Antonio Missions, and fans are invited out to the ballpark for golf-themed fun and activities throughout the game. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back before 7:05 start time between San Antonio and Frisco, kicking off a six-game series tonight at Riders Field between the Missions and the Rough Riders. Time now to look at our starting lineups. First for the visiting Missions at 14-19 in the second half, 52-48. Boy, what a month in May. And to close out the first half in June for San Antonio, the first half Texas League South champs. The Missions, though, in the second half, fifth at the bottom of the Texas League South, eight games behind Midland. Fernando Tatis Jr., the shortstop, making his rehab stint for the San Diego Padres at the top of the card. The left fielder, Tirso Ornelas, in the two spot. Yordan Rodriguez at first base, batting third for the Missions. And the catcher, the cleanup man, is Webster Rivas. Juan Fernandez at third base, batting fifth. Jack Stronach in right field batting 6th, and then 7-8-9 for second base. Matthew Acosta, the center fielder, batting 8th. And Allison Quintero, the designated hitter, rounding out the bottom of the order. And now for the Frisco Rough Riders, two games behind Midland for the top spot in the Texas League South. The Rough Riders 20-13 in the second half, 56-46 is the best record in the Texas League South this season. For Frisco, Jonathan Ornelas, the third baseman at the top of the order. Aaron Zavala in right field batting second. Blaine Krim at first bats third. And Justin Foskey, what a tear he's been, the second baseman batting cleanup. Luis Angel Acuna, the shortstop, batting fifth. Kellen Strom at DH tonight, he'll bat sixth. 7-8-9 for Frisco, the switch hitting catcher, David Garcia. Center fielder, Josh Stowers, and the left fielder, Miguel Aparicio. Our umpire crew making their way out to home plate now. It's behind the plate tonight, Tanner Dobson, he's our crew chief. Harrison Silverman is up the line at first base, and Willie Traynor over at third. Certainly great to have Jared Gettert back in Frisco. He was on vacation last week, and excited to have him back in town as the Rough Riders look to continue what's been a strong stretch. They took 5 of 6 against Amarillo. As both teams entered 15-12 last week, Frisco really took advantage of the matchup, and again, able to take 5 of 6. The first five, and that stretched a win streak to 7. The Rough Riders have won 9 of their last 12. Couple ball games, actually only one ball game already underway tonight in the Texas League. Northwest Arkansas and Arkansas in an in-state matchup, and it's the Travelers out in front of the Naturals at Dickey Stevens Park early, 4-0. All four of those runs coming in the bottom of the first for Arkansas. Corpus Christi and Wichita set to get going from Riverfront Stadium. Midland and Tulsa also set to get underway. That one's in downtown Tulsa at One Oak Field. And Springfield on the road in Hodgetown tonight, taking on the Sod Poodles, as both of those teams sliding a little bit in the recent stretch. Our pitching matchup tonight, first for the Frisco Rough Riders, the right-hander Seth Nordlund, who made 22 bullpen appearances this year for Frisco before making his first start. It came at the triple. Nordlund threw three innings, gave up 2 earned runs on 5 hits, 3 strikeouts, 1 walk. But in a Riders uniform, go all the way back to June 26th, since Nordlund has given up a run at all. His last 2 for Frisco have been starts, each of them 4 innings, but Seth Nordlund out on the mound has not given up a run since June 6th when Frisco was in Arkansas. And the recent 2 starts for Nordlund, both resulting in Frisco wins. He did it on the road in Springfield, 4 punchouts, no walks in 4 innings, and then against Amarillo, 2 strikeouts, 1 walk, 3 hits, no runs, in 4 innings of work. San Antonio sending the right-hander Henry to the mound. A little bit of a situation for Henry. Tonight will be his 28th game and just his 4th start of the season. Just about national anthem time from Frisco, Texas. We'll step aside on the pregame show and kick it to our final break as we begin a 6-game series against the San Antonio Missions in North Texas tonight. Frisco and San Antonio at 7:05 next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays, along with fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hey Riders fans, looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit RidersBaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Day presented by CoServe takes over Riders Field on August 11th, complete with a Rough Riders Lunchbox giveaway to kids 12 and under, presented by CoServe. It's also Thirsty Thursday and Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River with drink specials and more. We'll see you out here at Riders Field on August 11th. Visit RidersBaseball.com to purchase tickets. Let's ride!
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watley with the tag. They got him.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores.
2-1. High fly ball out into right field. Incoming Lazy River.
He offers in the 2-2.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Got him at 98 for the backwards K.
Deep down the left field line. Forget it. Way out of here.
The temptation.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
At the wall. Makes the catch.
Way out of here and gone.
He went around. Strike three and the Riders win.
And now let's head out to the ballpark for the call of tonight's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Chris Jarrett.
Riders Field is buzzing with anticipation as Fernando Tatis Jr. makes his rehab appearance for the San Diego Padre-affiliated San Antonio Missions. Hi, everybody. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along as the Rough Riders continue their two-series homestand, and they welcome in the San Antonio Missions. Feels like we've seen San Antonio every game this year. It's been 18 head-to-head contests so far. This is the end of a 24-game stretch that the Riders will be playing head-to-head against San Antonio this season. They're 13-5 against them overall, but just 3-3 here at this ballpark. But this should be a very fun series, Chris.
Really excited about it. And the last time that we had San Antonio in this ballpark, there was a guy by the name of Estiori Ruiz, Zach, and it really felt like he dominated that series. And the San Antonio roster, for the most part, a lot of changes that they've made since then. So should be a lot of fun.
It should be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it. And it starts with a guy at the top of the card, Fernando Tatis Jr. He's playing in his third rehab game, coming back from a broken left wrist. He went 0-for-5 in his first two with a couple walks and a strikeout. So he's ready to start things off against Seth Nordlund, who's making his third start for the Rough Riders. We have an interesting matchup on the pitching side today. We'll get into it as we go forward. But Seth Nordlund, nine for just five starts this year. Both have been mostly bullpen guys. Let's listen to this ovation as Tatis stands in. In from the right side against Seth Nordlund. Right-hander against right-hander. Tatis with a big league batting helmet. He nods in approval out towards Nordlund, and we are set for baseball from Frisco. Nordlund from the stretch, first pitch of the game. It's just a bit low, one ball and no strikes. Underway at 7:07 in the PM. It's a very muggy day here in Frisco at 85 degrees with a feels like of 91. Cloudy and 7-mile-per-hour winds blowing out to left. 1-0. Tatis lines it down the left side. That drops in fair, rolling in towards the corner. Aparicio digs it out and gets it back in, but Tatis eases into second with a slide, and it's a leadoff double for Fernando Tatis Jr., his first hit in his rehab stint over three games.
And poor Seth Nordlund's got to be like, where am I right now? What is this? But, yeah, a good pull out, got in front of one in 95, but just dropped it right up the third baseline nicely, and it's a long way into the corner and an easy early double for a guy that's got a ton of speed.
Mentioned a lot of speed. He's at second base to start things off. Now you face Tirso Ornelas, the left fielder. And the first pitch. Watches it on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Well, despite allowing that leadoff hit, Seth Nordlund has been really, really good in his last two starts. He's been a long reliever the entire season for the Rough Riders. Here's the stretch. And the 0-1. Slap the other way and foul down the third baseline, and it's 0-2. Nordlund has made his last two outings in a Rough Riders uniform as a starter. Both have been four shutout innings. As Chris highlighted in the pregame show, over his last five games, he hasn't allowed a run, dating back to June 26th. The pitch is high and away, and it's one ball and two strikes.
Don't know if that's just bullpen mentality, but that's where he got a lot of that early go, is out of the bullpen for Frisco. First start came up at the AAA level, then he came back, and it's been nails out on the mound in his starts for Frisco.
The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him down low and inside. He picks up his first strikeout. One away, and here's Yermán Rodríguez. Rodríguez having a great season, hitting .292, 11 homers, 59 runs batted in. You mentioned Estiori Ruiz, who has seen a lot of plane trips throughout his season, as he's had a lot of movement from AA to AAA to San Diego and now traded the Milwaukee Brewers organization. This lineup has certainly missed him. The pitch off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. But Rodríguez has been a mainstay in this order and a big part of their offense.
Another guy that can be on the opposite end of that is Antoine Kelly for Frisco. He was the opposite piece in that. That was in that trade deadline action from Milwaukee to Texas.
Pitch inside, and it's two balls, no strikes.
We saw him go on Sunday, and boy, was that special.
Really fun to see. 3 2/3 innings. Struck out a whole lot of guys, five of them, allowing just one run. Fortunately, the Rough Riders fell 3-2 on Sunday, snapping their seven-game winning streak. Nordlund delivers. Catches the outside corner, knee level. It's 2-1 on Rodríguez. Rough Riders have won 7 of their last 8, 9 of their last 12. San Antonio losers of 5 of their last 7 as they dropped the series to Wichita at home last week. Nordlund at 2-1. Inside, three balls and one strike. Rough Riders trying to find some more of that offensive magic that they had last series especially, and their series victory over Amarillo. Really showed no signs of slowing down on the offensive side until Sunday. The pitch is whacked in the air into left field, drops for a base hit. Tatis up to third. He gets stopped, and the throw in hits the cutoff man Ornelas in the middle of the field. So Yermán Rodríguez singles to left. Tatis stopped at third. And Webster Rivas climbs in with runners at first and third and one down.
against Nordland. Nordland not only has not allowed a run since June 26th, he's been even really good going past that as well. His last 13 games, a 1.84 ERA. In danger of allowing his first inning run this year. Right on right. Rivas, the catcher, former big leaguer. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Just off the outside corner, one ball. Antonio roster has a designation that I don't think I've ever seen in minor league baseball. They are carrying five guys who can catch. Here's the stretch, 1-0. Just down low and inside, two balls, no strikes. That is extremely rare. And here's one of them who's actually doing the catching today. Rough Riders infield at double play depth behind Nordland in the first inning. No score. 2-0. Rivas swings, sends it high in the air to left. Aparicio back on it. He's under it to make the catch. Tatis tags from third. He comes in to score. And it's 1-0 San Antonio on the sack fly from Webster Rivas. Well, the fans that came out to see Tatis got to see what they paid their money for. A double. He advances to third on the single and scores on the sack fly. And it's 1-0 San Antonio. There's Juan Fernandez now. Fernandez in from the right side. Red uniform tops for the Rough Riders today. First pitch. Slithers just inside. One ball, no strikes. Red double R ball cap, green pants. On the other side, it's the navy tops, gray pants, navy ball caps with a silver brim. Or the Missions. Nordland stretches. 1-0. Off the end of the bat, a floater over Acuna at shortstop and into left field for a base hit. And Fernandez singles. It's already the third hit in this first inning for San Antonio. Rodriguez moves to second. 1-0. Missions out in front. Top of the first inning. Two outs and two aboard now for Jack Stronach. Stronach playing in just his fifth game with San Antonio. Hitting 0-91 in the early going. Left-handed batter, the 25-year-old out of UCLA. Been all over the place in the organization so far this year. First pitch, base hit. Rodriguez up to third. He's getting the wave home. The throw from Zavala hits the cutoff man, Krim. Rodriguez comes in to score, and it's now 2-0 San Antonio. Four hits in the first inning and attacking early on in the count against Seth Nordland. Kelvin Melion makes his way in. As the Rough Riders see an early deficit, and here comes Jeff Andrews to go talk with Seth Nordland. Over the last three batters, it's gone sack fly, single, single. And only a mere six pitches between those three batters.
Yeah, they jumped on him early in the at-bats, and there's been a couple of the secondary pitches for Nordland have been a little bit over too much of the strike zone. And you mentioned the power that Yorman Rodriguez has. That knockout in the left field, 111 off the bat, and then there for Stronach as he was out in front of it, 101 off the bat. So some pitches that the San Antonio hitters are able to see a lot of as it's coming to the plate. And for Stronach, that's his second hit with San Antonio in ballgame number five.
It knocks in a run, 2-0 San Antonio out in front here in the first inning. Seth Nordland climbs back to the hill after the quick mound visit from Jeff Andrews. Mentioned Nordland hadn't allowed a run since June 26th. First time since June 23rd he's allowed more than one run in a single outing. He hasn't allowed three runs or more since May 19th. First pitch home. That one's rocketed up the middle, and a diving catch by Luis Angel Acuna. The shortstop off to his left. Looked like he was going to lay out. And he ends up just going down to his knees to make a quasi-diving sliding catch. It's the final out on a ball that was 106 off the bat from Kelvin Melion. The side comes to a close in the first inning, but not before two runs come across for the Missions. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Our score, it's the Missions 2 Rough Riders coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at MakoSmartRobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
The Dallas Black Giants return to Riders Field as your Frisco Rough Riders play as the Barnstorming Negro Leagues team on Sunday, August 14th. Be sure to arrive early for a Dallas Black Giants jersey replica figurine and stick around after the game for Kids Run the Bases presented by Raisin Canes. That's the Dallas Black Giants at Riders Field coming up on Sunday, August 14th. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders have partnered with PGA Frisco to present Golf Night at Riders Field, sponsored by the 2023 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship. On August 12th, the Riders play host to the San Antonio Missions, and fans are invited out to the ballpark for golf-themed fun and activities throughout the game. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
With Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Where's the love?
San Antonio gets a couple runs in the top of the first inning. We go to the bottom half of the first, and Jonathan Ornelas starts it off. First pitch comes across the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1, a 94-mile-an-hour fastball for Henry Henry, the starter today for San Antonio. The pitch. Low and outside, it misses, and it's one ball and one strike. Two-pitch mix for Henry Henry, who has been majority reliever for San Antonio this year. He winds and fires. Off the outside corner, and it's two balls and one strike. And the Rough Riders have seen plenty of him over the last 2 years with the Padre affiliate. 23-year-old winds back in the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Dropped the string on him with a slider. And it's two slider combination for Henry Henry. He'll throw a two-seam and a four-seam. With the fastball, steps off, and Ornelas in turn steps out. Riders trailing 2-0 in the bottom of the first. Henry Henry, 6'4", 215. 2-2 toss. Swinging a soft tapper back behind home, still 2-2. San Cristobal, Dominican Republic native. So far this year, 2-0 with a 5.36 ERA and 27 outings, 3 starts. Though he's been really good as a starting pitcher. 2-2. Strike three called. Got him on the upper edge on the outside corner. 96-mile-an-hour fastball froze him. First strikeout on the first out recorded in the first inning. Here's Aaron Zavala. Henry Henry as a starter in 3 games at 0.87 ERA compared to a 6.5 earned run average as a reliever. Aaron Zavala has made just about the biggest splash you could possibly make in 7 games with the team here with the Rough Riders. Wind back in the first pitch. Fastball on the outside edge. Lower corner for a strike, 0-1. Riders trailing 2-0. Zavala hitting .417, 10 for 24 to start his Rough Riders career. 0-1. High and outside. Count goes to 1-1. 2 home runs, 5 doubles, 8 RBIs, 5 walks, and over 1,400 OPS. 1-1. Low of the zone, and the count goes to 2-1. If you heard our interview with hitting coach Eric Dorton before today's ball game, praised his pitch recognition, saying it's the best he's ever seen. 2-1. High off the outside corner, 3 balls and 1 strike, and it was a perfect idea of what you're getting yourself into when you're facing this Rough Riders order in the first inning on Sunday. Ornelas reached on an error and Zavala homered. 3-1. He swings and slaps it foul left side, and the count goes to 3-2. Zavala has been a run-producing machine so far with the Rough Riders, and he walked as well on Sunday. The Riders in that ballgame held to just 3 hits on the offensive side. Open stance, left side, he chokes up. Henry Henry, the pitch. High for 4. Aaron Zavala draws a walk with one out in the first inning. It's the first base runner for the Rough Riders. 2-0 San Antonio. Here's Blaine Krim. Krim, a 280 hitter. 15 homers, 57 runs batted in, an 802 OPS. He snapped a seven-game hitting streak as the Rough Riders snapped their seven-game winning streak on Sunday. The pitch misses high, and the count goes to 1-0. He did reach base, though, as he was hit by a pitch. Over his last eight games, he has reached exactly half the time, a 500 on-base percentage. 1-0 toss. Cued off the end of the bat. Squibber up the first baseline. Henry has it. Underhand flip to first in time to get Krim. And there's out number two. Zavala maneuvers down to second base. A runner in scoring position with two outs for Dustin Foskey. Riders trail 2-0. And it really is a nice break to get some cloud cover. See the temperature dipped up down below 90 degrees for the first time in what feels like forever. Though it is pretty muggy out today with the rain. Zavala takes his lead from second. 85 degrees at first pitch today. And time called right before the initial pitch. Pitch clock violation. 1-0. Henry taking a little bit too much time.
Boy, right when he was about to start coming home.
Tanner Dobson, our home plate umpire, on top of it. Harrison Silverman is down the right side. Our first base umpire, Willie Traynor, our third base ump. 1-0. Eyeing inside, and the count goes to 2-0. Defense behind Matthew Acosta in center and Jack Stronach in right. Juan Fernandez at third. Fernando Tatis Jr. at short. Kelvin Melion at second. Yorman Rodriguez has first. Webster Rivas does the catching today. 2-0. There's a drive out to deep left field. Ornelas back to the warning track. See you later. Justin Foskey continues the power display, his 10th home run of the year. Rough Riders grab a tie ball game at 2-2 in the bottom half of the first. Justin Foskey homered in three straight ball games last week. He collects his 10th home run on an absolute blast to left at 395 feet, 98 off the bat.
And that's five for him in the last 11 games, Zach.
That's what we like to see as the first pitch is bunted foul back behind home by Acuna. And it's 0-1.
And so he's right in that stretch of the order for great reason. A lot of guys that can either hit it really well or get on base really well or do just both in front of him.
0-1. Swing and a miss. And it's 0-2. And as we were talking with Eric Dorton, and we'll talk about this a lot more over the coming weeks, but it is hard to count 27 outs at times when you look at this lineup. Here's the wind back in the 0-2. Acuna check swing. It's up and in. One ball, two strikes. And hard to make sure that guys are going to get out unscathed against this lineup, especially with Justin Foskey hitting the way he has. 1-2, check swing. Strike three called anyway on the outside corner. And Acuna is down looking. So the side is retired in the first, but not before the Rough Riders tie this ball game up on a two-run home run from Justin Foskey. 2-2 game. Top two coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hi, I'm Dennis Jenkins. Did you know that ABC Home and Commercial Services offers not only pest control services, but also lawn care and maintenance, irrigation, landscaping, plumbing, heating and air conditioning, handyman services, and pool services? ABC's been serving Texas for us on the web at GoAnteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpet Tech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Both teams with a pair of runs in the first inning were tied at two as we go to the top of the second inning. And the first pitch to Matthew Acosta, just off the outside corner. One ball and no strikes as Seth Nordlund goes back to work in the second inning. Oh, four hits and two runs for San Antonio in the top of the first. Here's the stretch. And the offering in, just high and away, and it's two balls and no strikes. And the Rough Riders, two runs on one hit. Two-run homer in the first inning. Well, Seth Nordlund allowed those four hits in the first, but not on a lot of pitches as San Antonio was attacking early. Stretch in the 2-0. Outside corner, a called strike, and it's 2-1. It's 10 strikes in that first inning for Seth Nordlund. Acosta, his first double-A at-bat as the pitch simmers across in the outside corner for a strike, 2-2. Began the year in low A Lake Elsinore, where he played 30 games and went up to high A Fort Wayne, 51 games there. 257 average, 704 OPS. 2-2. Check swing, he went around. Got him with a slider down low and inside as Seth Nordlund picks up his second strikeout. One away here in the second. 2-2 ball game, and Allison Quintero steps in. Time called as the ball got loose in right center. Really good Tuesday night crowd here at Riders Field. Thank you, Fernando Tatis Jr. Certainly helps things. Quintero playing in just his second double-A game. A lot of new faces on both these teams. Went 0-1 in his first game. The pitch. Line drive to right. That drops in for a base hit. And Quintero has his first hit at the AA level this season. It's the fifth hit for San Antonio, and here comes that man. Fernando Tatis Jr. played in 20 games against the Rough Riders when he played in this league in 2018. He hit .298 with six home runs. Only hit 14 that whole year, and he hit six of them against Frisco. 2-2 ball game, top of the second, first pitch. Low and outside, and the count goes to one ball, no strikes. He murdered Rough Riders pitching. And he doubled on the second pitch of the ball game in the top of the first inning down the left field line against Nordlund. Right-hander from the stretch, 1-0. Called strike on the outside corner. National League home run leader last year with 41 home runs. Finished third in the MVP voting. One of the young stars of today's game. 1-1. Fouls it back. One ball, two strikes. The crazy thing is, he's still just 23 years old. One of the nuttier things is, there are 20 players on his own roster here in San Antonio that are older than him right now. Here's the stretch. And the 1-2, it's low and outside. Nice block by Garcia, keeping it in front of him. A black backhanded stab in the left-handed batter's box. Two balls, two strikes on Tatis. And he's already logged 2 years of big league time. I guess technically three. Here's the stretch from Nordlund. 2-2. Up high. A little bit inside. It's 3-2. Borderline pitch. Runner at first, one out. 2-2 ball game, top of the second. Nordlund from the stretch. And he delivers home. just low and away. Miss with a slider in the count. From full to a walk. Tatis works his third walk of his rehab stint. Quintero down to second. Runners at first and second for Tirso Ornelas. A lot of base traffic early on against Seth Nordlund. Right-hander ready from the stretch. He fires. Down low and inside. Nice backhanded pick by Garcia, the Riders' catcher, and it's one ball and no strikes. Nordlund, after a really quick and clean in terms of pitches first inning. Pitch count starting to elevate a little bit more in the second. Five pitches to Acosta. Six pitches to Tatis. 1-0 toss. A drive to get there. He has to play it on a hop. Quintero around third as Zavala bobbled in right field all the way to the wall. And Tatis holds it third. It's a 3-2 ball game. Mission's lead. Took a bad hop on Zavala and went up off his left shoulder behind him all the way to the wall. And that allowed Quintero to come in to score. We'll see how that one is scored, because that's a tough hop against him. Right up over the top of his glove. Runners at second and third, still just one out. Double play not in order now. As Rodriguez stands in. And they give it a double all the way. So RBI double for Ornelas. Here's Rodriguez. First pitch. Slider low and away. One ball, no strikes. Rodriguez singled into left field on a line drive over Acuna. Riders shortstop back in the first inning. Already three runs across on six hits. 1-0. This is low, and it's now two balls and no strikes. Tatis at third. Ornelas at second. 1-0 pitch. Hard ground ball to Acuna at short. He picks it, throws to third, and they get Ornelas. Tatis comes in to score. It's 4-2 San Antonio. A smart play by Acuna as Ornelas, with the ball hit in front of him, elected to try to go to third base, and he was thrown out easily on the fielder's choice. That goes 6-5. Two down. Here's Yorman Rodriguez. 4-2 San Antonio. Webster Rivas in from the right side, the pitch. Hard ground ball to the backhand side at short. A pick by Acuna, and he slings it across. Easy play for the 20-year-old for the final out. Antonio on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. 4-2 missions as we maneuver our way to the bottom of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Kellen Strom starts things off for the Rough Riders, trailing 4-2 into the bottom of the second inning. Frisco and San Antonio starting a six-game series on this Tuesday night. One back in the first pitch. Strom takes low and away. Offense so far, four runs on six hits on the offensive side for San Antonio. 1-0. Strom grounds it back up the middle. The second baseman, Melion, fields behind the bag, throws high onto first, but Rodriguez able to grab it and get back down on the first base bag ahead of Kellen Strom, and there's one away. An eventful first down here in the second, and Garcia stands in. Rough Riders just two runs on one hit. Two-run home run from Justin Foscue. Switch hitting David Garcia stands in from the left side now against Henry Henry. Right-hander winds and deals. Down low and inside, one ball, no strikes. Kellen Strom grounding out there on his first AB. He had a streak come to a close on Sunday. The 1-0. It was a high fly ball, foul left side, 1-1. Strom had his 37-game on-base streak come to an end on Sunday. And he ends it tied for the second longest on-base streak in franchise history with Ryan Cordell. 1-1. Slider outside, 2-1. Cordell did it in 2016. Former big leaguer. Second longest streak in franchise history. 2-1. Fouled straight back. 2-2. Nothing to sniff at for Strom. Didn't really come close to the longest. That was a 50-game streak by Jurickson Profar back in 2011 when he came through as the number one prospect in all of baseball. Henry Henry back into his windup, and he offers in the 2-2 pitch. Low and outside, it misses. 3-2. One out, bases clear. 4-2, San Antonio out in front of the Rough Riders in the second inning. Garcia hitting 222 on the year, 5 homers and 24 runs batted in. 3-2. Grounded foul, back behind home off to the right side. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Switch hitter still trying to get it going, still just 22 years old. He will be 22 for the remainder of the season. His birthday was back in February. Payoff pitch. A fly ball deep down the left field line, hooking towards the corner and foul. Hey, and a nice catch by Ferozuna in the Riders' bullpen. Always prepared, always wearing his glove, ready for the foul balls. And he made the play. Nicely done. Still 3-2 on Garcia. One back in the pitch. Is a drive into left field. Ornelas back on it, though. He makes the catch. Line drive out to left, and there are two outs in the second for Josh Stoers. Riders trailing by two in the second.
Zach, I think the thing about David Garcia is, you know, this is a catching position that it's always going to have a lot of in and out traffic, but for Frisco, it's rarely been consistent this season.
First pitch, Stoers takes outside on a check swing. He's able to hold up. One ball, no strikes.
Pretty consistently been a group of either Jordan Procession, David Garcia, or Matt Watley from the start of the year.
1-0. This is low. Two balls, no strikes.
But aside from that, a lot of different guys hopping quickly on and off either the short-term injured list or the development list.
2-0. Low and outside. Three balls, no strikes.
And the catching position, a really tough spot to be in the Texas League at 22 years old. A guy that just turned 22 years, as you mentioned, starting out the year. So all of offseason, 21, preparing for this year. And you know, it's offensively been exciting to watch him grow as a switch hitter.
3-0. Chopper, third base side, and foul. 3-1.
Shows a lot of room to grow, though. And I think more and better things to come for Garcia is you give him another offseason, another full year to work and get back next year at 23 years in this league. We've seen a sharp arm behind the plate defensively as well.
3-1. Low and away, ball four. Rough Riders with a two-out base runner here in the second, trailing 4-2 for Miguel Apkis thing. As there is
a lot of time for a guy like Garcia. And when you look at the catching position, defensively, he's made incredible strides this year. I think one of the biggest things has been the learning curve on the things outside of the lines. When you talk about the mental side of catching and handling a pitching staff, which I think he learned a lot from Matt Watley. One of the best to do it. The pitch, a check swing and a miss. Aparicio goes around 0-1. 95-mile-an-hour here from Henry Henry. The top of the zone outside corner. But now Watley has moved on to AAA. And so Garcia has become the primary catcher really for the first time all season over these last few weeks. Here's the stretch. And the old, actually, the throw over to first, and Stowers is back in. So that's a lot to put on a guy who has still been trying to figure it out at the plate a little bit. And he's slumping at the dish, but really providing a lot still defensively for the Rough Riders. It's been really fun to watch. Here's the stretch. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Big rip by Aparicio, and it's 0-2. Quick throw over to first. Stowers is back in.
Boy, Aparicio got a hold of one in last week's homestand as well. That was good to see, a returner to Frisco. And his first long ball, a guy that can, when he can connect and see it, has a lot of pop off the bat.
Doesn't get cheated at the plate. 0-2. Check swing, and he went around. Got him off the outside corner, strike three. And the side comes to a close here in the second. That's the final out, right? Nobody went off the field. Come on, guys.
Let's keep playing.
Day off and a little bit rusty after yesterday. So that's the third out of the second. We go to the top of the third. It's 4-2 Missions. Chris Jarrett on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com that improve Texas communities.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Dallas Black Giants return to Riders Field as your Frisco Rough Riders play as the Barnstorming Negro Leagues team on Sunday, August 14th. Be sure to arrive early for a Dallas Black Giants jersey replica figurine and stick around after the game for Kids Run the Bases presented by Raisin Canes. That's the Dallas Black Giants at Riders Field coming up on Sunday, August 14th. Let's ride!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco, no answer offensively in the bottom of the second inning. We're set to get back in action from Riders Field on a pretty balmy Tuesday night. 7:45 from Frisco, Texas. Seth Nordlund, the right-handed starter, back on the bump. He'll face Webster Rivas, the catcher tonight. 4-5-6, two up for San Antonio. Ready matchup as Rivas standing in. First pitch from Nordlund. Misses off the plate. 1-0. Third baseman Juan Fernandez checked that standing in. The third baseman with a base hit. Back in the first inning. It's his second at bat in tonight's ballgame. Nordlund, the 1-0 pitch. That misses inside. It's now 2-0. Fernandez with a base hit in the first inning. At the time, the third given up by Nordlund. He's looking to try and smooth it out in the third. 2-0 pitch. Tapper at the plate that sneaks by Garcia. And it's two balls and a strike. Hasn't really been a soft part of the order for Nordlund to lean against. Credit San Antonio approaching the bottom stretch of the order. Fernandez, Stronach, Quintero, some of the newcomers for San Antonio able to produce. 2-1 inside, and it hit him.
Yeah.
So Fernandez aboard after getting nicked by a pitch off the what looked like the inside edge of his jersey, and a breeze too tight inside on him. Nordlund with his first walk back in the second, but that's the first batter we've seen him plunk since July 9th, and it was in San Antonio. Righty-lefty situation as Jack Stronach standing in the pitch. Chopper back up the middle, glove by Nordlund, throws to second, and Acuna will eat it there for the first out. Nordlund, I think, quickly reacted and said, oh, I got it, I'll throw to first, but then realized he had Fernandez motoring to second, and so fortunately got it there in time. What a glove and what a reaction.
Almost looked surprised that he...
That almost, with Foscue at second, might have been too slow to cut down the leadoff runner, so good for Nordlund and good on the pitcher to get there and get that lead man Fernandez at second base. Stronach aboard for the second time tonight, albeit the fielder's choice. First pitch to Kelvin Melian rings in, and it's 0-1. Melian had the lineout that ended the first inning to Acuna, the shortstop, 106. And Acuna just got in front of it, looked like he knocked it down, practically hugged the ball in his glove and fell to the dirt with it. 0-1. Just missed inside. One ball, one strike to the second baseman, Melian, with Matthew Acosta on deck. San Antonio leading by a pair in the top of the third. There's one gone. And Acuna ready for a ground ball his way as he splits the difference between second and third. The 1-1. Just missing outside. Two balls and a strike. It's been consistently, or at least up until this point, as many folks have said around North Texas, the hottest summer that they've had in a long time. A rain drought, 100-plus triple-digit temps. All things considered, this has been one of the hotter summers they've had in years. 2-1. Downstairs. Three balls and a strike. And so a day like today is kind of well-welcomed. Tarp on the field as this field gets regular work, regular water, and regular treatment. But for the most part, wildfires throughout Texas, rain is welcomed by all. Bring it.
What a weird weather year. I'd prefer it happened when the team was away, but we'll take it.
3-1. Melian started to go. And Garcia started to throw it around. No, that was Stronach with a little bit of a lead at first base. It just checked him back to the bag. You pulled Tart today?
Yeah.
Twice?
Yeah, just the one.
Okay.
Yeah, I did half of my job.
3-2, a throw to first. Do you count that as a Tart pull, or is that a half Tart pull?
That's a good question. I think you can call it out today, I guess, now that I think about it.
Hmm. But you were out there to put it on the field.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, it certainly needed it. There was thunderstorms in the area, and it rained for a good while up in the North Texas area, and it seems like it's been a long time with how hot we ended July and now starting August on a similar pace. No more triple digits, at least at this point, though. 3-2. Lifted in the air to shallow right center. Foscue out. Zavala charging in and calls off his second baseman. Slides down and makes a catch. Ooh. Boy, credit Zavala, who had a beat on it the whole way. Knew it had to take that last effort. Foscue says, be my guest.
Replace your divots out there in right field.
Oh. Kind of dragged that left quad in the grass a little bit, but rolled off of it nicely. Aaron Zavala dirtying up those cream pants for the first time tonight. Two gone and still the lead runner being held at first base in Jack Stronach. Allison Quintero awaiting on deck. Matthew Acosta, the man standing in. Righty-lefty matchup for Nordlund on the mound in the first pitch. Down and in. One ball, no strikes. Despite two runs in the first and second, Zach mentioned it after the first inning, and the same happened in the second for Nordlund. Fairly quick at bats, especially down the stretch. 1-0. Chopper cued off the bat, back to the mound. Nordlund deflects it in the grass and can't find it. Ornelas, his third baseman, was charging in. And Nordlund, reminiscent of the play that he made off the bat of Stronach, wanted to do it once more. Instead, he can't get it this time. Looked like it was bouncing so much with so much English on it. It was evading him. Once, couldn't grab it, and then with Ornelas closing in. The two kind of plunked into each other. Everybody safe. Two outs in the bottom of the order. Allison Quintero standing in. Stronach at second on the fielder's choice, and Acosta at first on a swinging bunt single. Just missing off the plate. 1-0 to the designated hitter, Quintero, who had a base hit and came around to score. That was back in the second. 1-0. Breaks the bat of Quintero. Slow roller to Foscue. He gloves it. Lobs a throw to first, and that'll do it. Another busy inning, but no runs in for the first time tonight for Nordland against the Missions. And a 4-2 lead carries us into the home half of the third inning next. Frisco trailing San Antonio in game one of our six-game series, 4-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Are you looking to work for a local, family-oriented company with growth opportunities in the fields of pest control, lawn care, plumbing, HVAC, handyman services, or pool services? ABC Home and Commercial Services is hiring for all fields for both experienced and inexperienced professionals. We offer great benefits such as health, dental, vision, paid time off, and a 401k. Apply today at goaneater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
...50 pitches home for Seth Nordland tonight, and he's through three innings of work. Henry, the right-hander for San Antonio, back on the mound. And the Riders, top of the order, due up to begin the home half of the third inning. First pitch. Johnny Ornelas standing in. That's one missed, down and away. Ball one. Two runs in the top of the first. Two runs in the top of the second for San Antonio. They raced out of the gate a bit tonight. 1-0. Ornelas slaps one in the air. This will sneak behind the net. One ball, one strike to the third baseman tonight. Credit Ornelas. He's played around most of the Rough Riders infield this year. 1-1. Down and away. Now two balls and a strike. It's been Ornelas and even Justin Foscue as of late getting regular work over at third base. Henry's 2-1. Swing and a miss. Got the off-speed by Ornelas, and the count's now evened up. Two balls, two strikes. Ornelas, to begin the year, was rotating in anywhere in the middle of the Rough Riders infield with Ezekiel Duran as well. 2-2. Roped in the air out to straightaway center field. Acosta running back. Gets his glove up and makes a catch. Put the center fielder on the move at 101 to dead center, but ran down for the first out. One of the harder hit balls we've seen tonight for Frisco, one of which came off the bat of Justin Foscue. That's the only two runs for Frisco in the bottom of the first, reminiscent of what they did Sunday. Righty-lefty to Aaron Zavala, the pitch. Breaking ball, 84 miles an hour, finds his zone, and it's 0-1. Frisco, after scoring 11 runs Saturday night to win their seventh in a row, 0-1. Same pitch, a little outside, and it's 1-1. You felt, all right, let's do it again. Second at-bat of the ballgame, and it was Zavala, the two-run shutout to right field. Break even. Swing and a miss. Dialed up the heater at 95, up and out, and it's now 1-2. But that was really it. Albeit a tie ball game, Gorillo out hitting Frisco 9-3. But it was the Rough Riders' one swing in the bottom of the first. 1-2. Slapped towards the seats on a screaming liner. And it's going to come back and harmlessly die in a bald spot, and it's still 1-2. Henry rocks home the pitch. Down and smothered by Rivas, the man behind the plate tonight. Count's evened up, 2 balls, 2 strikes. For Zavala in the first inning, it was his second homer of the week. Did so back on Wednesday night. Dropped one in the Lazy River. 2-2. Hard hit, ball out to left field. Ornelas on the move, and it's caught. Another triple-digit velo off the bat of the Rough Riders offense. This time it's Zavala tagging one. He lines out to left field, 2 gone.
Oh, we've talked about Zavala a lot, but in his 7 games, the Rough Riders, this being his 8th, there are very few at-bats that he had that haven't been good at-bats, ending in a hard hit ball or, you know, making it out in a situation where he didn't put together a quality at-bat.
First pitch to Blaine Krim on the ground towards short. Eaten up by Tatis. Throws to first. Got him. Fans able to see Tatis eat one up the middle and relay to first for the second time tonight. And that'll do it for Frisco. 1-2-3 in the bottom of the third inning. Mission still out in front on Tuesday night, 4-2. We go to the fourth inning next from Frisco, Texas.
The Frisco Rough Riders have partnered with PGA Frisco to present Golf Night at Riders Field, sponsored by the 2023 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship. On August 12th, the Riders play host to the San Antonio Missions, and fans are invited out to the ballpark for golf-themed fun and activities throughout the game. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
The series of Texas baseball legends continues in 2022 at Riders Field on Wednesday, August 10th, as Bobby Witt Sr. comes to town. The father of current Royals infielder Bobby Witt Jr., Sr. played over 10 seasons with the Texas Rangers in his 16 years in the majors.
He did it! 4 strikeouts in an inning!
Tickets are sure to go fast. Get yours now at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the order for San Antonio, Fernando Tatis Jr. standing in. Seth Nordlund, the right-hander starter, back on the mound. His first pitch, leaped back over the net, and it's fouled away 0-1. Tatis in 2 trips to the plate tonight. He doubled and scored in the first. And what he's been able to do best since joining San Antonio on this rehab start is walk. He walked in the second inning and came around. No balls and a strike to him. Nordlund set from the right side, the pitch home. Swing and a miss at 90 miles an hour. Breeze went on the inside edge of the zone, and it's 0-2. First time in a missions uniform for Tatis back at Riders Field since July 19th. That came all the way back in 2018. Tatis will face the Riders in a quick stint when the Padres AA was in Amarillo. 0-2. Keeps the bat on his shoulder, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Missions back with San Diego, though, 2021. Nordlund had his first scoreless inning back in the top of the third. Looks to replicate it in the fourth. The 1-2, high and in. Draws the oohs and odds. It's 2 balls, 2 strikes. News about the injury for Fernando Tatis Jr. that when it came back in the months approaching to the season, just one of those, like most of them are, where you're just like, no, please. 2-2. Off the outside edge of the plate. Good pitch. Counts full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Lights are on at Riders Field with Nordland battling Tatis to begin the fourth. 3-2. Ball four. A pitch that just missed inside. And the second time via base on balls for Tatis aboard tonight. His third trip on the base paths. Justin.
That's a good take from him. And he can do just about everything. I think the baseball purists would love to see to be a complete player. Walk just a little bit more as his career goes along. He's a bit of a free swinger in his first few seasons, but as you mentioned, he's walked a ton near this rehab stint.
Now it's Tirso Ornelas, righty-lefty. Roped a double back in the second inning to bring a run in as Nordland steps off the mound. San Antonio leading Frisco in the fourth, 4-2. The first pitch, Ornelas watches an off-speed dot the zone, and it's 0-1. San Antonio started the series great at the Wolf. Tuesday, Wednesday, they topped Wichita, but couldn't put the pieces together down the stretch towards the weekend. 0-1. Tipped out of the glove of Garcia as Ornelas went up to get one. 0-2 as he fouled it out of the glove. Nobody out. Tatis at first base. Windsurge able to take the final four of that series. And for the most part, very, very close ball games. Nordland, the 0-2. Outside corner, it missed. Little down and outside of the left fielder, Ornelas. 1 ball, 2 strikes. 3 of the 4 losses to the Windsurge by 1 run. The most convincing win actually came by San Antonio on Wednesday, 8-0. 1-2. Hard hit ground ball to Foscue. Flips to second for one. Acuna to first. Double play. 4-6-3. The Riders double them off, and there's two gone. That pair worked well last week as they rolled a lot of double plays against Amarillo, and that's got to help Nordland clear the bases for them. Two gone in the fourth inning. Yorman Rodriguez, the first baseman, next. Righty-righty matchup. Big breath from Nordland, the pitch. Down and outside. 1 ball, no strikes. Rodriguez, 1-11 on a hard hit ball to the outfield back in the first inning, as it felt like San Antonio was seeing Nordland really well. The last two innings have worked more in his favor. Not as many strikeouts, but he's been slowing at bats and dealing. 1-0, slapped back to the net, and it's 1-1. And they dealt with the action back in the third inning really well. Hit by pitch to begin the third. And then Stronach, the fielder's choice, he threw to second for the first out. Got Kelvin Melion to fly out to right field before Matthew Acosta, the infield single. Second and first, two out, and he produced a ground out. 1-1. High fly ball, right side of the infield. Krim, the first baseman, leaking to the coach's box, first base side, and makes the catch. Briefest inning for Seth Nordland tonight. He faces the minimum despite a leadoff walk. Tirso Ornelas bounding into a 4-6-3 double play. No runs, no hits. A walk given up by Nordland, but no runs in. 4-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
8-1-1 Day, presented by CoServe, takes over Riders Field on August 11th, complete with a Rough Riders Lunchbox giveaway to kids 12 and under, presented by CoServe. It's also Thirsty Thursday and Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River with drink specials and more. We'll see you out here at Riders Field on August 11th. Visit RidersBaseball.com to purchase tickets. Let's ride.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Oh.
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Justin Foscue putting the Riders on the board in the bottom of the first inning. Demolished the baseball to tie the game, and she stands in. Henry pours in a first pitch fastball outside edge, and it's 0-1. Strong stretch of baseball for Justin Foscue lately. The 0-1. Ground ball left side. Fernandez, the third baseman there, fields it, throws to first to get Foscue on two pitches. Fernandez been activated for a putout tonight. Third ground ball left side, but both have been to Tatis in the previous two. Base is clear for the shortstop, Luis Angel Acuna. Strikeout victim back in the first inning. That ended the action in the first. Henry only one punch out since then. First pitch, missing off the plate. One ball, no strikes. The 20-year-old boomed in last week's series against Amarillo. The 1-0. Ground ball up the middle. Slow roller for Tatis. Eats it up. Throws to first. In time for the out. A slow chopper off the bat of Acuna at 60 miles an hour, just bouncing in the grass. And Tatis, in rhythm, got it there by a half step, maybe less. I mean, just a tick in time for the second out. Base is clear for Kellen Strom. Swing and a miss. 95 from Henry. And it's 0-1. That's the fifth pitch of the inning, by the way. 12 pitches, 8 strikes in the third. 1-0-1, should say, is down in the dirt. Outside from Strom. Couple ground balls for Henry on the mound in his fourth inning of work. Hasn't given up a hit since that two-run homer. The 1-1. Strom shows bunt. Drops it up the third baseline. Fernandez charging. Bare hand stab. No throw to first. And Kellen Strom able to pick up the second hit for Frisco tonight. Intentions to start a new streak. He's on base with a bunt with two outs in the fourth. Great at doing that. He's got power from the right side, so of course Fernandez has to respect it a little bit and just play the hole true up. But you like Kellen Strom's speed against anyone if he can get a clean bunt down. Righty-lefty matchup for David Garcia, the switch hitting catcher. First pitch to him. Garcia slaps it back to the net. No balls in a strike. Frisco getting out hit by San Antonio 7-2. But we mentioned Seth Nordlund has done well with men aboard since the second inning. Missions with two in the first, two in the second, but back-to-back scoreless frames has quieted the Frisco bullpen. Henry throws to first. Strom back to the bag. Rough Riders bullpen had a great hand to do with the winning streak when they rattled off seven wins. 11-2 on Saturday was the largest margin of victory in that stretch. And for Frisco, their biggest win since the series in San Antonio. They won 10-1. The 0-1. High and out. One ball, one strike. And the bullpen had a big part to do with it. Coming away from the Springfield series back to Frisco, I mean, a stretch where a lot of runs were scored on the road. And kind of a bang-up series against the Cardinals, a team that can mash the baseball. 1-1 pitch. Slap foul off the bat of Garcia, left side. 1-2. Frisco winners 10-6. They lost 9-4 on the 28th. They lost 12-6 on the 29th. And so you're hoping that the bullpen can play a part in when you return to Frisco first week of August. Amarillo tied with you for second in the South. Both teams at 15-12 and a lot of close wins. Three of the five last week were four runs or less. And back-to-back one-run wins. The 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Garcia goes down, reaching on the outer edge of the plate as Henry, the right-handed starter, picking up his fourth punch out of the night. No runs on a two-out bunt from Kellen Strom, the first Riders hit since the first inning, and Frisco trails 4-2. Zach Bigley back with you when we return for the fifth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig in to Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Should a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to ridersbaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders dip into the bullpen for the first time tonight as we go to the top of the fifth inning. They trail 4-2, and they bring out Tristan Polly, a left-hander, to face Webster Rivas, starting things off in the fifth. Left-hander delivers home the first pitch. Catches the outer edge for a strike, and it's 0-1. Bringing the fresh arm, Tristan Polly on 6 days rest. Rivas 0-1 today with a sack fly that came back in the first. Polly the 0-1. Rolled over on a chopper out to short. Easy play for Acuna. Fields chest high, slings sidearm over to first, and gets Rivas for the first down. One down for Juan Fernandez. Riders trailing 4-2. Tristan Polly in, Seth Nordlund out. He went four innings, earned on seven hits. Two strikeouts to two walks. Right-hander ready from the stretch, or left-hander, I should say. First pitch to Fernandez. Clips the bottom of the zone for a strike. 0-1 with a fastball from Polly. Left-hander, 25 years old, 6 foot, 190 pounder out of Indiana State. 0-1. Chopper to third. One hop. Easy play, Ornelas. He's got it. Slings it across the diamond. Two away. Jack Stronach now. A lot of pitches from Seth Nordlund in those four innings of work. 64 tosses, 33 for strikes. So far, just four pitches for the first two outs for Polly here in the fifth. Left on left. Stronach with an RBI single back in the first. He's 1-for-2. First pitch. Outside corner, a called strike. Right at the knees, and it's 0-1. Tristan Polly, a 4.08 ERA with the Rough Riders this year. 1-1. He stretches in the 0-1. Swing and a miss, and a good pitch diving low and away. Down in the dirt. 0-2.
You're seeing a lot of things down from Tristan Polly. Guy that said his nickname is T-Peasy. Started as his PlayStation name. It says, sometimes I'm Tristan off the field, and he certainly is a nice guy. That's Tristan. Sometimes it's time to go to work, and he says, that's when I turn into peas. See if we see peas tonight.
Looking like it so far. 0-2. Just up and away. Really good pitch. Ball, two strikes. 17 innings for T-Peasy. 8 runs for him here in a Riders uniform. 2 homers. 12 strikeouts to 17 walks. That's been his problem. 1-2.
Missed inside with a curve, 2-2. Pauly's been on with his command. He has been on in general. Hits allowed. Opponents are just hitting 148 against him. 2-2 pitch. Inside again. Into the breaking ball, 3-2. It's a Mission's lineup that, as Chris kind of highlighted, struggled against Wichita. Their lone win, a blowout victory. Here's the stretch, 3-2. Swinging a foul back at Garcia's glove. He hangs on for strike three. Tristan Pauly comes in and mows down the three men he sees. A 1-2-3 frame in the fifth. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Riders trailing 4-2 on the Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The series of Texas baseball legends continues in 2022 at Riders Field on Wednesday, August 10th, as Bobby Witt Sr. comes to town. The father of current Royals infielder Bobby Witt Jr., Sr. played over 10 seasons with the Texas Rangers in his 16 years in the majors.
He did it! 4 strikeouts in an inning.
Tickets are sure to go fast. Get yours now at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Josh Stowers starts things off for the Rough Riders in the home half of the fifth inning. Frisco trailing 4-2, opener of this series. One back in the first pitch. Rides inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Stowers earned a walk back in the second, his first time up. Henry, the starter, is still out there. He's back into his windup in the 1-0. Swinging a foul back behind home, and the count goes to 1-1. Of note, Aaron Zavala has exited this game as he made a sliding catch in right field and picked up a divot in right, a big chunk of grass coming up with his left knee. The 1-1 pitch. Chopper up the middle. Tatis Jr. races after it, but he can't get there. Squeaks into center for a base hit, and it's a leadoff single for Josh Stowers. Miguel Aparicio comes up now. Leadoff runner aboard in the fifth inning for the Rough Riders, trailing 4-2. So Jax Biggers has replaced him out in right field, hitting second.
Well, Henry has been really sharp out of the mound for San Antonio. And they're saying go, Henry, go. They're letting him go out here for the fifth.
The pinch. Outside corner, a strike. 0-1.
And why not? That's the third hit for Frisco tonight. They have the two runs in the first inning, as you mentioned, the shot from Zavala. Now a season high on a guy that had not been a starter in the Padres organization.
0-1. Chopper right side of the infield. Melion has it. Spins, throws to second for one. Throw to first is low from Tatis. And not in time, so Aparicio is safe. No error on the play as they get the one on the fielder's choice. Fielder's choice, 4-6. And Ornelas makes his way to the plate.
Stower said, I am not sliding into that bag.
Don't want to be the guy who hurts Tatis Jr.
I don't blame him a bit.
A runner at first, one out here in the fifth inning. Riders trailing 4-2. Ornelas crushed a ball back in the third, lining out to center. He's 0-2 today. Third time through the Riders' order. The pitch. In the air, foul right side, 0-1.
you heard our conversation with Riders hitting coach Eric Dorton before the ball game. It was really interesting getting his take on Ornelas, a guy who shot out of a cannon to start the season. He's hitting upwards of 350. Here's the stretch. 0-1. Outside corner of the knees for a strike, 0-2. And that continued, not necessarily 350, but hitting over 330 through the first 2.5 months or so. And the average has come down a little bit, entered hitting 310 into today's game. 0-2 pick. Way outside. A look towards first, but no throw on the back pick. 1-2. And he's getting pitched a little bit differently. And that's what happens as we talk to a bunch of these guys. As you go throughout here at the AA level, there's video on everybody. And teams know how to pitch you. He's seeing a lot more breaking balls. 1-2. Low and outside in the dirt, and it's 2-2. And Dorton said that's really good for him here at this level. He got up to such a strong start. And now he's seeing some of the really good pitching that you're going to see here in this league. And they're pitching him like a star player. Now he's got a little more protection, though. Here's the stretch, the pitch. Low and away in the dirt. 3-2. So he's gone from 0-2 to 3-2. No doubt in anyone's mind, though, that it has been a wonderful season for Ornelas. Now 12 home runs, a career high. Payoff pitch. Runner takes off, swinging a soft tapper right side. Easy play for Rodriguez. The backhand for the first baseman. And he takes to the bag himself. Motion stays out of the double play. Aparicio down to second. 2 outs. And Aaron Zavala's spot in the order comes up, but it's Jax Biggers. Biggers is out in right field defensively as well. Took over in the fifth. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. 0-1, he showed bunt. Four-two, Riders trail. Bottom of the fifth. Runner in scoring position for the first time since the first inning. 0-1. Outside corner called a strike, 0-2. So the two pitches of Henry work pretty well today. Fastball and slider. It's been as high as 97 with the fastball today. 0-2 on Biggers. Here she comes. Misses away, and it's 1-2.
And just really never falling victim to a lot of long at-bats. I think the longest came to Garcia in the second inning, but since then, that ground out to Ornelas, maybe the longest bat he's had to deal with since the third inning.
He's ready from the stretch. 1-2. Low and outside. 2-2. For the first time today, we see action with Moises Lugo warming up out of the bullpen for San Antonio. Getting the right-hander going. Aparicio takes his lead from second. 2-2 on Jax Biggers. Offering in. Misses away. 3-2. Riders trailing by 2 here in the fifth. Blaine Krim waits on deck. We get that far. Henry ready from the stretch, closed off. Payoff pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out. Blew a fastball by him at 94 miles an hour. Well, Henry comes away with a strikeout. It's his fifth, and the Riders turned away in the fifth inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Top six coming up. It's 4-2. Riders trail the Missions on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Little Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Little Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We roll to the top of the sixth inning. San Antonio with a foot side. Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you. Tristan Pauley back to work. He's ready from the stretch. And the first pitch to Kelvin Melion. Ground ball foul back behind home off the end of the bat, 0-1. Melion, Acosta, and Quintero. Bottom third of the order. Four runs, seven hits, no errors for San Antonio. Two runs, three hits, and no errors for the Rough Riders. 0-1. Chopper to third, a high chopper. Easy play for Ornelas. He's right there. Picks and fires across to get him. One out. Matthew Acosta now. Four up, four down for Tristan Pauley, and that's so good to see. This is a guy who is going to be a big part of the Rough Riders bullpen down the stretch. Got off to a hot start, getting out of a bunch of jams, and then the last couple outings haven't been so clean for him. He's ready from the stretch. And he fires into Acosta. A bunt off the plate. Back behind home and foul. 0-1. Pauley's last two outings, one against Amarillo. He allowed a home run in one inning of work back on August 3rd, 6 days ago. He's ready from the stretch. Left-hander's 0-1. Outside to the left-handed batting Acosta, 1-1. And then two outings ago, the one prior to that on July 31st, three runs in one inning of work, also allowing a home run. 1-1 pitch. There's a fly ball into left center field, tagged well. Aparicio going back, he's under it, and he makes the catch. Two outs. Allison Quintero stands in now. But that's not the Tristan Pauley we've expected to see. There have been times where he's been flat-out dominant out there on the hill. That's more of the guy we are used to seeing. Stretch by the left-hander in the first pitch. This is down low and inside, one ball and no strikes. Pauley coming up with that crew of guys from Hickory. Joe Corbett, who's now loosening in the Rough Riders bullpen. Josh Smith and Pauley. Left-hander ready from the stretch, the pitch. Hard grounder, third base side, diving backhanded stop. Ornelas gets up, scissor steps, and throws across for the out. Nice play by Ornelas. And the Rough Riders, with some nice defense behind Tristan Pauley, work through a 1-2-3 sixth inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. They trail 4-2 as we go to the bottom of the sixth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest lazy river party in baseball. Stick drafts and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the lazy river.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Blaine Crim starts off the Rough Riders bottom half of the sixth inning. Frisco trailing 4-2 to San Antonio. All the runs in this game have happened in the first two innings, nothing since. Good opportunity for the Riders, though, facing the bullpen is Moises Lugo. Replaces Henry. Henry on the hill for San Antonio. Right on right. First pitch. Fouled away right side, 0-1. Blaine Crim, Justin Foscue, Luis Angel Acuna for the Rough Riders. 3-4-5 against Lugo. Here's the set. 0-1 pitch. That ball's belted to left center field. Ornelas, a long run to the warning track, reaches up, can't get it. It hits off the base of the wall. Crim around first, eases into second. A leadoff two-bagger is 17th of the year to start the offense in the sixth inning.
Well, good on Crim. 94 up and into the zone. Got the hands around and just tagged it out to left center field. A lot of alley to play with, and so that's an easy double for Blaine Crim. Just what it felt like Frisco could not do on Henry Henry, and a great start on a new arm on the mound.
Hits in three straight innings now for the Rough Riders, but only one of them to lead off a frame. Strong start against Lugo and this bullpen in San Antonio. First pitch to Foscue. He fouls it straight back, and it's 0-1. So first man to see a guy other than Henry Henry picks up a hit. Maybe that's what the Rough Riders needed, just needed to get to that bullpen.
Yeah, I think that's got to be a sound that kind of perks some ears in the dugout, because that's probably the hardest hit ball that's stayed in the park since that two-run shot. Kellen Strom bunted, and Josh Stowers, that bouncer up the middle.
0-1. Popped up on the infield right side. Melion, the second baseman under it, makes the catch. One out here in the sixth, and here's Luis Angel Acuna. Foscue providing that lone offense. You mentioned the two-run shot back in the first inning. The double for Crim is the first extra base hit for the Riders since then. Their second extra base hit tonight. This is a guy who we know has the ability for extra base hits. He has two of them so far in a Riders uniform. It's Acuna. First pitch. Matches the outside corner. Slider from Lugo, and it's 0-1. Lugo has been really good this season for San Antonio. Just 23 years old. He's ready from the stretch. 0-1. Broken bat, roller out to short. Easy play for Tatis. Backhand slings it across the throwing arm. Crim down to third on the play, and there are two outs.
That's a good heads-up base running by Crim, where something sharply hit to maybe left or right field could drive in a run. He saw that it pulled Fernandez away from third base, even with Tatis in the neighborhood, and no one was there. Quickly got down to third base.
It was hit slowly enough that Krim was basically at third by the time Tatis fielded it. Now, Kellen Strom with an RBI opportunity with two outs. Lugo from the stretch, first pitch. Way outside, all the way back to the backstop. Krim coming home from third, and he scores.
There it is.
There's that heads-up base running paying off right away, as you mentioned. 4-3 ball game, Riders trailing. Just a slider that was spiked in the dirt off the outside corner. Webster Rivas couldn't get in front of it, and Blaine Krim takes advantage, scoring on the wild pitch. One ball, no strikes. Base is clear for Kellen Strom. Riders trailing by one. Lugo ready from the stretch. He delivers. Inside, and the count goes to 2-0. Moises Lugo this season making his 24th outing with San Antonio. 6-0 with a 3-1-8 ERA. 2-0 pitch. Clips the inner edge for a strike. 2-1. 72 strikeouts in 51 innings for the right-hander to 30 walks. Opponents just hitting 187 against him. 2-1 toss. Up the middle, Tatis to his left. Out of his reach, can't get it. It's into center. Kellen Strom rounds first but gets back to first base as the center fielder Acosta gets it in. Second hit of the day for Kellen Strom as he ended his on-base streak on Sunday, but he picks up right where he left off. Picking up another base hit. The ground out that Strom had was 101 off the bat in the second. That one's 78 off the bat. This ball's a funny game. There's David Garcia. Garcia off of first, and he gets back in. One ball, no strikes.
I think buying a miss, though. I mean, that pulls the reaction out of likely San Antonio's dugout, even maybe Rivas behind the dish, and Lugo, little arm side miss with Strom dancing at first.
You know, it was more than dancing. He was halfway in between first and second. Able to get back in. 1-0 pitch on the way to Garcia. In the air out to center field, softly hit. Melion going back. The second baseman can't make the catch. He slides, and nobody at second base. Garcia alertly going that way, and he's in. Strom stops at third, and the Riders with two aboard in scoring position with two outs here in the sixth. A softly hit double into right center as Garcia popped it up and placed it perfectly. And another divot in right center field as Melion tried to slide and make the over-the-shoulder catch just out of his reach. Garcia will take the two-bagger as it's eighth of the season. Riders trailing by one and a chance with Stowers at the plate.
Oh, Melion's good. He's kind of the one holding up play right now, walking back in the infield. The second baseman you saw on the replay, if you're watching on stream, kind of going for the ball, and it was his right knee that divoted the grass in shallow right center and kind of drew an awkward fall to the ground. We're back ready to roll, but it took him a while to walk back in. Hope he's good.
Stowers at the plate now on the first pitch. Check swing. Fastball in there for a strike, 0-1. I don't think we've seen a single slide that produces a divot like that all season, and that's two in this game, as Zavala already left the game with a slide like that in right field for the Rough Riders. Very odd. Lugo, the 0-1. Inside, misses with the heater. 1-1. Rough Riders' runs have come in the first and here in the sixth. They trail 4-3. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-2 on the fastball again. All three runs have come with two outs. Trying to produce at least one more. Garcia does not run well at second. Swing and a miss, struck him out. The Stowers goes down swinging, and the side comes to a close, but the Rough Riders get one back. One run on three hits, no errors, two left on base. They trail 4-3 as we go to the top of the seventh, and Chris Jarrett back with you on the play-by-play. We come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Five, ready, let's go! Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
The Dallas Black Giants return to Riders Field as your Frisco Rough Riders play as the Barnstorming Negro Leagues team on Sunday, August 14th. Be sure to arrive early for a Dallas Black Giants jersey replica figurine and stick around after the game for Kids Run the Bases presented by Raisin Canes. That's the Dallas Black Giants at Riders Field coming up on Sunday, August 14th. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Two-inning stint for Tristan Polley comes to a close. The Riders turn into their second reliever of the night. Back to a right-hander, it's Joe Corbett, native of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. 10th set to make his 30th appearance of the season. He started his action in Hickory, but for Corbett, this will be matchup number 14th at the AA level. Made his AA debut in his pro ball career earlier this year. Riders get one back in the bottom of the sixth, and it's Fernando Tatis Jr. that Corbett is set to face to begin the seventh. His first pitch home. Slapped out in the air to right field. Deep run for Biggers to the track. Leaps can't make the catch. It dies on the track as Tatis motoring around second, cruising for third, and he's in there sliding with a leadoff triple. .103 off the bat. And El Nino with his second extra bagger tonight. Top of the order has fared well, and that's actually going to pull Tatis out of the ballgame. He'll get a rousing ovation for those that came out to see him in action tonight, and boy, they got a show. On base in every trip to the plate tonight, and he exits 2-for-2 with a double and a triple, pair of walks. Connor Kaiser, the man taking over for Tatis at the top of the order, now running at third base. And Frisco brings the offense in. Righty-lefty matchup to Tirso or Nalas. Corbett sets, kicks and fires home. 85 off the plate, and it misses. One ball, no strikes. Corbett in action in Hickory up until he got the bump mid-June. And it was right after the Rough Riders got back from Amarillo. One ball, no strikes. Missing off the plate. Counts now 2-0. And Corbett playing his college ball, or at least finishing up where he would get drafted out of West Texas A&M. Maybe 2-0. Down and away. Now 3 balls, no strikes to Ornelas. RBI double back in the second inning that brought in Allison Quintero. Ornelas led the Midwest League, or last year, High A Central in doubles. 3-0. Rings him up at 92, and it's 3 balls and a strike. And Corbett in action against Midland on June 15th in his Riders debut, and he had his college coaches from West Texas A&M come on over. 3-1. Downstairs, he lost them ball 4. Missions didn't have a base runner since Tatis walked back in the fourth inning. Tristan Polley, boy was he sharp tonight. 2 innings, no hits, no runs, no walks, a strikeout. Only 1 out recorded was in the air. Matthew Acosta lined out to left field. Everything else on the ground, and he struck out Jack Stronach, the right fielder, to end the sixth inning. Runners at the corners, nobody out as Corbett taking over on the mound. Top of the seventh inning in a one-run ball game. First pitch, Yorman Rodriguez stares at a called strike. 0-1. First baseman had a base hit back in the first inning. He reached on a fielder's choice in the second. Popped out to Blaine Grimm to end the fourth. Righty-righty, Corbett's 0-1. Breaking ball that almost came back inside, but missed tight at the hands to Rodriguez, 1-1. Rodriguez popping out, end of the fourth. It was the shortest inning for Seth Nordland tonight, as the right-handed starter gave up 4 earned on 7 hits, 2 walks, 2 punch-outs. His first earned runs in a Riders uniform since the end of June. 1-1. Ground ball, third base, side, fair, and into the corner. Kaiser can score from third, and now Ornelas rounding second. He pulls into third, and the throw is cut off by Foscu. Still nobody out in the seventh, and the Missions get a run back. It's 5-3 San Antonio on an RBI double from Yorman Rodriguez. Second extra bagger of the inning. This one, a bouncer with Ornelas in, where he likely would have been able to range over to. And even if not, 1-1 off the bat of Rodriguez as he continues to punish baseballs tonight. He had one off the bat at 1-11 back in the first inning. Here's the catcher, Webster Rivas. First pitch. Swing and a miss as Corbett put a good one outside. Rivas chasing, it's 0-1. Fernando Tatis leading off the seventh with a triple. And he got the stop sign at third. 0-1. Slapped in the air. Foul over towards the right side, and it's 0-2. But that slide kind of felt like it was like, heck yeah, I'm sliding. A triple. Boy, I bet it feels good to be back for that guy. Dirtied up the uniform a little bit. The 0-2. In the air, right side. And this will find the seats. Clunks around. No balls, two strikes. That's the thing with a lot of major league rehabbers. Tatis wore this uniform before. A lot of guys sometimes go back and they can make major league rehabs with high A, double A, triple A teams with clubs or organizations that they really have no affiliation to. Pun not intended, I guess. 0-2. Slap foul again. No balls, two strikes.
Not only that, but it wasn't too long ago.
Right.
It was just 3 years ago.
Yeah, you mentioned his age, too, and he was one of the guys that really boomed in one of the newer wave of faces to reach the major league level. Maybe the newest. Juan Soto might be the newest, and of course, recently joining Tatis in San Diego. 0-2 comes home. In the air, right side of the infield, in foul ground. Long run for Blaine Grimm, and the first baseman makes a catch. That's a big first out for Joe Corbett. It stays in the infield, and both runners staying at second and third. He was attacking the zone to Webster Rivas. 5 pitches, all in the red, and there's one gone.
Not only that, but it feels like he kind of led kind of the wave of former players' sons that made their way up to the big leagues recently. We just saw an MLB draft with a ton of those guys.
First pitch. Juan Fernandez grounds one to third. Ornelas gloves it, checks the runner at the bag, and throws to first for the out. Even with the infield in, Ornelas able to get his glove on it, and on one pitch, give Joe Corbett his second out. And that's another big one. It's 5-3 San Antonio. They've had 2 runners in scoring position with nobody out. And out comes Jared Gettert. Riders look to keep it that way. They'll turn to the bullpen one more time. And Frisco making a pitching change in the top half of the seventh inning. We step aside with 2 in scoring position, 2 out in the top of the seventh. Missions leading it 5-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
8-1-1 Day, presented by CoServe, takes over Riders Field on August 11th, complete with a Rough Riders Lunchbox giveaway to kids 12 and under, presented by CoServe. It's also Thirsty Thursday and Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River with drink specials and more. We'll see you out here at Riders Field on August 11th. Visit RidersBaseball.com to purchase tickets. Let's ride.
Hey, Riders fans. Looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to Ride Tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Joe Corbett comes in for the seventh, gives up a couple hits and a run, two in scoring position, and make way for Josh Smith, the left-hander out of the round. Smith set for his 14th appearance of the season. And the native of Saline, Michigan, in a big spot. Frisco trailing 5-3. Two outs again in the top of the seventh inning. And he'll face the right fielder, Jack Stronach. Corbett threw 16 pitches, 10 of them strikes. And gave up on the first pitch a triple to Fernando Tatis. Banged it off the wall in right field. Biggers couldn't run it down. That came in on the Yorman Rodriguez double. He's there at second. Tirso Ornelas walked and stands at third with two out. Frisco goes to the matchup. Lefty-lefty to Stronach, the pitch. Tipped into the glove of Garcia. No, it popped out. But good contact, and it's 0-1. Stronach, an RBI single back in the first inning. And a fielder's choice in the third was the lone strikeout produced by Tristan Polly in his two scoreless innings. Three up, three down for the lefty Polly. And each of his frames tonight was solid. Just missing outside. One ball, one strike. Kind of the obvious question with Josh Smith. You think, especially in the world of the Texas Rangers, how often does that get confused with the Josh Smith at the major league level? And Saline, Michigan Josh Smith says all the time, 1-1, swing and a miss, strike two. Smith started his college ball at Kentucky before going back to the state of Michigan. Finished out at Grand Valley. Two-way guy with the Wildcats. Said the SEC ball is just different. One ball, two strikes, a pitch on its way. Swing and a miss, strike three. Big punch out for the lefty Josh Smith as he comes in and sits down the first batter faced with a strikeout. Two stranded in scoring position. Stretch time at Riders Field. San Antonio with a run back, though. 5-3 missions on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on all colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Moises Lugo, the right-hander, back on the mound. Miguel Aparicio standing in the first pitch, missing low on the zone. One ball, no strikes for the left fielder tonight as Lugo continuing his second inning of work. 1-0. Corked off the bat to shallow left field. Long run out to left field, and Ornelas able to run in and make the grab. One gone. Two pitches to Aparicio. Top of the order, due up Jonathan Ornelas. Frisco, if they want to do it tonight, they'll have to do it in come-from-behind fashion. We saw them do it in a couple of the wins last week against Amarillo. Defensive change, Tatis out of the ballgame. Connor Kaiser, the new shortstop. And it took over to run on the bases for Tatis after tripling to lead off the seventh. First pitch, Ornelas has it miss outside. One ball, no strikes to the third baseman tonight. We mentioned an array of defensive assignments for Ornelas this season. A lot of shortstop spots, though. The 1-0, bouncing in front of the plate, and Ornelas trying to get his hand on it. Now his bat on it, but gives up. It's two balls, no strikes. Zach mentioned the conversation with Eric Dorton, the hitting coach. And no better perspective than just getting the guys that day-in, day-out work with the men on this team. 2-0. Snaps the zone of Ornelas, and it's now 2-1. And Ornelas, one of them. Dorton just, Ellis has been this season. It's one thing to completely go back to the drawing board and have a better year. But to lead the league in hits, 307 average. 2-1. Missing low of the zone. Now three balls and a strike. Another thing, too, is no one giving up on Johnny Ornelas in the scouting report. Of course, the guy that leads or in the top categories of a lot of offensive statistics. 3-1. Low for ball four. There's the first time aboard tonight for Ornelas. And it comes as a one-out walk in the bottom of the seventh. Jack Spigger is going to be coming to the plate now. But it's that, a lot of tough pitching that's been given to Ornelas lately. Long at-bats tonight for Jonathan Ornelas. He saw six back in the first, five in the third, six in the fifth, and that one right there, a five-pitch at-bat, puts him aboard. Jack Spiggers, the tying run in the bottom of the seventh. Righty-lefty to him. First pitch. Inside, and he dances out of the box to prevent getting plunked by a 95-mile-an-hour heater. One ball, no strikes. Biggers had a great night back on August 6th. A sack fly in the second and an RBI triple in the sixth inning in an 11-2 Frisco win. Lugo, the 1-0. High fly ball up the first baseline. Rodriguez giving it chase on the extended track and makes a catch. Towering pop out off the bat of Biggers, and here comes Blaine Krim. Two gone with Ornelas still at first base. Aparicio began the bottom of the seventh with a fly out to left field. Riders have their most productive inning back in the sixth inning in terms of hits, base runners in general. Three hits, two of them for extra bases. Only one run, though. First pitch to Grimm. Upstairs and outside. Baseman that picked up his first hit, and it was a double to begin that sixth inning. Foscue popped out, Acuna grounded out. That advanced Grimm to third base. And what we heralded as smart base running. Fernandez was off the bag when Tatis fielded it, and Grimm was about halfway there, so just put the head down and ran. 1-0. Off the plate, and almost a throw to first as Rivas being tempted by Ornelas. Two balls, no strikes. We've done well with Ornelas and Ornelas tonight. Ornelas, the left fielder for San Antonio. Ornelas at first base, about the same. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Grimm sitting 2-1 as he finally saw one he liked outside of the zone at 94, waiting for that heater. Still in good shape. Two balls and a strike with one on and a 5-3 deficit. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Kept it with that heater. Still a little bit outside as Lugo saw Grimm swing and miss at the recent heater off the plate. Two balls, two strikes. Texas was leading Houston tonight 4-0 at one point. Yesterday, a travel day for the big league Rangers. It's now 6-5 Astros. Lugo, the 2-2. Cued foul behind home plate. Sounded hardly hit, but got the fastball skipping right off the top of the bat. Still an even count to Blaine Grimm. Two balls, two strikes. Justin Foscue had the two-run homer back in the first inning. He awaits on deck. Ornelas at first. The 2-2, there he goes. Breaks the bat of Grimm on a flare shot up the first baseline. Lugo gloves it, flips to first. And a little confusion settled down by the pitcher as he finally committed to that ground ball. And a tough out to the bottom of the seventh inning. We go to the eighth. San Antonio with a run back in the top of the seventh as they continue to pace away. 5-3 missions into the eighth inning we go next on the Riders Baseball Network. Once in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team, fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone.
The series of Texas baseball legends continues in 2022 at Riders Field on Wednesday, August 10th, as Bobby Witt Sr. comes to town. The father of current Royals infielder Bobby Witt Jr., Sr. played over 10 seasons with the Texas Rangers in his 16 years in the majors.
He did it! 4 strikeouts in an inning.
Tickets are sure to go fast. Get yours now at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back in action in the eighth inning from Frisco, Texas. Left-hander Josh Smith back on the mound and back to work. 91 miles an hour, missing arm side to Kelvin Melion. One ball, no strikes. Often breezing in the eighth inning. 5-3 missions out in front as they are out hitting Frisco 9-6. Lefty-righty to Melion, the second baseman. The pitch down and away. As Joe Corbett began the seventh. Tatis ripping a triple to right field. He walked Tirso Ornelas, RBI double Yorman Rodriguez. They got a pop-out ground out before exiting. 2-0. High fly ball out to right field. It sends Biggers back, squares his shoulders back to the infield, and makes a catch. 94 off the bat for Melion, and there's one gone. So with two in scoring position, Frisco called on Josh Smith. Come in. Get him out of the seventh and close the line for Joe Corbett, and he did just that. Got Jack Stronach down swinging. Enters with a strikeout, and now two outs recorded for the southpaw. Here's Matthew Acosta. First pitch, missing up and in at the hands. One ball and no strikes. Astros have since stretched their lead at 7-5 Houston. Down in South Texas. Lefty-lefty matchup for Smith. Kicking the throw. Inside. Two balls, no strikes. Zach was mentioning Baseball Sons earlier tonight, with Tatis Jr. leading the way alongside Vladdy Jr. Bo Bichette playing on the same Lansing Lugnuts team with Vladdy Jr. in their time, all three in high A. 2-0. Here's a taken strike. It's two balls and one strike. Still amazed by the talent in a 2017 All-Star game in Midland, Michigan, with Bo and Vladdy and Fernando. 2-1. Laced up the third baseline, foul. Two balls, two strikes. Baseball, a romantic sport. I miss All-Star games. I understand why they folded, but they were really fun for that reason. Guys wearing their minor league jerseys and the pictures of potential stars in the making. Smith ready to break even. Ground ball towards second. Foscue sits back on it in the grass, throws to first, and there's two gone. Setero, the designated hitter. He had a base hit back in the second. And a pair of groundouts for him. There's Tatis Jr. in the dugout. Back in the Mission's uniform. And continues his rehab assignment for the Padres at the AA level. Lefty-righty. As Smith standing ready. Nobody aboard in the top of the eighth. Two outs. The first pitch. Missing down and away. 92 miles an hour. One ball, no strikes. San Antonio boomed in that seventh inning with two extra base hits. They had been held hitless since the second inning until the seventh. Smith, the 1-0, rings the strike zone. And a confident strike from Tanner Dobson. The count's even, 1-1. Quintero's done well since joining the Missions. The average hitting at a .333, but of course that's tonight. The 1-1. Roped up the first baseline. Krim on a hop with the squeeze and takes it to first base. Taps the pillow himself, and Josh Smith, facing the minimum, sits down the 7-8-9 hitters to send the Riders back to the plate for the bottom of the eighth inning. Frisco with Foscue, Acuna, Strom due up, and a 5-3 Missions lead on the Riders Baseball Network.
This week! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seating at $48. Get yours today at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
back in Frisco, Texas. And it's been a sharp pitching performance tonight by San Antonio. Go time for the Riders if they want to try and begin the series against the Missions with a win. 5-3, San Antonio leading the way. We start at the bottom of the eighth. Here's Justin Foscue. Moises Lugo, the right-hander, back out on the mound. And a first pitch called, strike to Foscue, 0-1. Foscue, a two-run shot back in the first. That was the offense for the Riders all the way until one run in the bottom of the sixth. Lugo, the 0-1. Dots the zone. Back-to-back taken strikes by the second baseman, Foscue, and it's 0-2. Henry with a season-high five innings tonight. Five Ks, one walk. No balls, two strikes, the pitch home. Foscue backing away from the right side. On a fastball at 94, that ran him up and in. One ball, two strikes with Luis Angel Acuna on deck. After that two-run shot, again on just one swing, the Riders didn't pick up their first hit since the fourth. 1-2, again inside. Two balls, two strikes. A bunt by Kellen Strom in the fourth inning stood as the only hit since the two-run shot, and it kept it that way until the fifth. Josh Stower is an infield single that snuck into center. But then finally, Henry off the mound. Back in. 2-2 to Foscue. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him at 93 up in the zone. And there's the right-hander's second punch out since taking over in the sixth inning. Leadoff man cut down. Here's Luis Angel Acuna. Most action the Riders had on the bases came in the first inning, and it was with a two-run shot, so really only one guy out causing havoc on the bases. Frisco had a double base hit double in the sixth. First pitch to Acuna. He rips through one at 94, 0-1. Kellen Strom, a base hit. David Garcia, a bloop double, and both came with two outs. No balls and a strike to pitch home. Swing and a miss. Lugo going back to the heater. And Acuna trying to find contact. No balls, two strikes. Base is clear with one gone in the bottom of the eighth. Lugo, the 0-2 pitch. Upstairs. Tempting Acuna again at 95. The 20-year-old lays off. One ball, two strikes. He's got the gum going from the right side. Lugo, the 1-2. Poked in the air up the first base side, and it'll curl towards the seats. Still a one ball, two strike count. Kellen Strom waiting on deck. He's been aboard in two of his three at-bats tonight. Both of them hits. Bottom of the order has not had an issue getting on base tonight. It's been doing something with the runners aboard. 1-2 off the plate. Two balls, two strikes. Strom had a two-out bunt. David Garcia struck out. That came back in the fourth. Then the big blow came in the sixth. Strom and Garcia both in scoring position. But again, with two outs, Josh Stowers went down swinging. Two balls, two strikes to Acuna. Lugo comes home. Upstairs, and not by much. It's three balls, two strikes. Acuna standing in from the right side, listed at 5'10". Lugo walked a batter back in the seventh. 3-2, off the plate, ball four. Production for Frisco out on the bases. That's how they can try to work their way back in. And Kellen Strom, the tying run, standing at the dish. We mentioned 2-for-3 tonight for the Frisco designated hitter. After seeing Aaron Zavala check out of the ballgame, we thought Strom as the DH. They'd likely try and make some move there with no Dustin Harris available. Instead, it's Jax Biggers taking his spot out and right. Righty-righty in time called down on the field. Acuna at first base. Haven't really had a chance to see him loose on the bases since joining the Riders. Lugo ready from the right. Throws back to first, and Acuna on a flop to the bag. Kellen Strom still awaiting the first pitch to him with one out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Big spot in tonight's ballgame. San Antonio entering on a bit of a skid. They've lost four in a row. First pitch, runner goes outside for a ball. The throw down, Acuna slides in safe. It leaks into center field, and there he goes. Acosta throwing to third, and it's offline. Acuna takes two as he's able to swipe second and down to third on a throw that leaked into center. 90 feet away from coming in to score, but still a two-run deficit. That certainly helps apply the pressure. Acuna had 28 stolen bags at the A advanced level. That's his first with Frisco. The 1-0. Upstairs and outside to Strom as the first pitch strikes. He was caught stealing six times. So a guy that loves to shake it loose out on the bases. Standing at third with one out in the bottom of the eighth. 2-0. Upstairs. Three balls and no strikes. As the last six from Lugo haven't found the zone. So that'll draw Rivas out from behind the plate. A two-pitcher effort tonight for San Antonio, and for essentially up until this point, and even you can say to this point, they've handled it and handled it well. 5-3 missions with Frisco really sparingly scoring. Two in the first and one in the sixth. And for the most part, it's because they've never really allowed runners aboard, and when they have, they've held them well. Henry was able to deal with minimum base runners. He dealt with two in his last inning, but got a ground out from Ornelas and got Jax Biggers in his first at-bat to go down swinging. That stood as the fifth and final punch-out for Henry, the right-handed starter. Trip to the mound over. 3-0 to Strom. A taken strike. Now 3-1. First error of the ball game gets Acuna to third. The 3-1. Roped in the air up the first baseline and heading for the seats. And it'll fall out of play, 3-2. Lugo battling on Strom after the first three missed. He's gotten the Riders' designated hitter to contest the last two. One out in the bottom of the eighth with Frisco only six hits tonight. But three of them coming in the sixth inning. Payoff pitch. Again fouled away. 93 miles an hour as that's not the fastest heater we've seen from Lugo tonight. Was sitting at comfortably mid-90s out of the bullpen. And there's more action for San Antonio up and warming. Fred Schlichtels. 3-2. Field, but right at Stronach. Makes the catch. Acuna tagging from third. The throw to the plate offline. Sacrifice fly for Kellen Strom. The Riders get another run back. It's 5-4 San Antonio in the eighth. Acuna swiping second, advancing to third on the air, and comes around on the sacrifice line out from Kellen Strom. It's 5-4 missions. 101 off the bat from Strom as he continues to hit the ball well tonight. Righty lefty, David Garcia in. 2 outs, the pitch. Breaking ball. Drops it in nicely, 0-1. Garcia had a well hit ball right at Ornelas out in left field tonight. That ended an 8-pitch AB to Henry. The 0-1. Same pitch, but outside. 1-1. We've seen Lugo go back to the well on a recent pitch taken on an off speed to Riders hitters. He just tried the same. Garcia ready, the 1-1 pitch to him. Tapper at the plate. On a big cut he loaded up for, but 82 miles an hour on a pitch inside on Garcia. 1-2. Riders continuing a 12-game homestand to begin the month. They took 5 of 6 from Amarillo, and the Saudis beginning a 6-game homestand in Hodgetown tonight against Springfield. 1-2 from Lugo. Hit in the air. Up the third baseline a bit as Fernandez comes in and makes a catch. Garcia pops out to end the action in the bottom of the eighth, but the Riders creeping back closer as they get a run across on a sack fly from Kellen Strom. It's 5-4 San Antonio.
Final inning in front of us. We go to the ninth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Dallas Black Giants return to Riders Field as your Frisco Rough Riders play as the Barnstorming Negro Leagues team on Sunday, August 14th. Be sure to arrive early for a Dallas Black Giants jersey replica figurine and stick around after the game for Kids Run the Bases presented by Raisin Cane. Field coming up on Sunday, August 14th. Let's ride!
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
8-1-1 Day, presented by CoServe, takes over Riders Field on August 11th, complete with a Rough Riders Lunchbox giveaway to kids 12 and under, presented by CoServe. It's also Thirsty Thursday and Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River with drink specials and more. We'll see you out here at Riders Field on August 11th. Visit RidersBaseball.com to purchase tickets. Let's ride!
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Pitcher out on the mound for the ninth. Quickly pass it back over to Mr. Zach Quigley. Zach, be the difference here in the ninth. Come on.
I'll try my best.
All right.
I appreciate it. For Ozuna, takes over for the Rough Riders. The 26-year-old will pitch the ninth. This is a big inning. Riders getting a run back in the bottom half of the eighth inning to make it 5-4 Missions lead. And a scoreless top of the ninth gives the Rough Riders a chance as they'll have 8-9-1 due up in the ninth inning. Ozuna is the guy you want to turn to. 5-0, a 3 ERA on the nose in 34 outings of the Rough Riders this season. He faces the top of the order in Connor Kaiser, first pitch. Just low of the zone. Misses on what looked like a slider in its 0-1. Make it 1-0, beg your pardon. Kaiser with his first plate appearance tonight. 1-0. Rip and a miss and a fastball, and it's 1-1. Fernando Tatis Jr. in his rehab appearance, I would say pretty successful. 2-for-2. Double, triple, 2 walks, 3 runs scored. That's pretty darn good. 1-1 pitch. Outside, 2-1. I mean, this is a guy who's the face of baseball right now, arguably, of course, who's been out all season and trying to work his way back after that fractured wrist suffered in spring training. 2-1. In the air to center. Long run in for Stowers, and he can't get there. It drops in. Base hit for Connor Kaiser. Tirso Ornelas now, as the leadoff spot's been pretty productive today. Reached all 5 times.
We were kind of kicking the ball a little bit about Tatis coming into tonight's matchup, and we said, you know, for 5 couple walks, it's been here and there for him in his rehab start, but I think if you're watching tonight, little to complain about. I mean, we were talking about him just running around the bases, simply gliding out there tonight.
First pitch to Ornelas. Swinging a foul off of Garcia's glove, back behind home, 0-1. I mean, there are different levels of stardom in baseball, really in any sport. And Tatis is your S-tier level, your very, very highest tier that you can reach. He is that kind of player. And to see that in AA, it makes it even more unfair. Ozuna the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball away, and it's 0-2. He dominated AA anyway when he was coming up through the minors. At the height of his powers here is a 23-year-old. Doing pretty well in this ballgame. And rehabbers look at rehab games differently, depending on the player. Trying to get your timing back. Trying to make sure you're feeling good. Ozuna the 0-2. Soft tapper right side of the infield. Krim has it at first. Throws to second for one. Throw back to first. Not in time. And you get the fielder's choice. It goes 3-6. Ozuna, the former infielder covering first base. A pretty good guy to throw to. But it was just not in time.
Did a pretty unreal job at getting that throw there to first quickly. In full time, in real time, that got out of the glove fast. I think made a play that shouldn't have been close at all. Almost pretty close.
Couldn't quite get it there. Now one out here in the top of the ninth. 5-4, San Antonio leads it. Here's Yorman Rodriguez. First pitch. Chopper, third base side, foul into the Riders dugout. Just off the facing. 0-1. Rodriguez has had a good day. 2-for-4. RBI double. Single, run scored. 2-for-4. It's been the kind of player Rodriguez has been all season long for the Padre affiliate. Ozuna, the 0-1. Just outside. 1-1. This is the 19th head-to-head meeting between these two clubs. Rough Riders are 13-5 against them this season. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Mentioned it in the pregame at the top of the broadcast, but San Antonio has been a different-looking ball club pretty much every time the Rough Riders have seen them this year. Remember when they came to Riders Field and took 3 of 6? They had 3 big league arms in the back end of their bullpen. I mean, they were nasty. They didn't have those guys, and the Riders first went there, first full series of the season, and swept them. 1-2. Pop foul right side. Still 1-2. And for a majority of the season, the Rough Riders looked pretty much the same until about 2 weeks ago, maybe. All of a sudden, the Rough Riders have a third of the top 30 prospects by MLB.com. They have 10 of them. I mean, the wealth of talent right now on this team is ridiculous. Here's the stretch. 1-2. Chopper, left side of the infield. Ornelas has it, bobbles at third, and everyone's safe. Play. It goes from maybe being 2 outs, probably hit too softly to get a double play out of it, to 2 on and 1 out. It's a good changeup off the outside corner. Got him to roll over on it. Just took a hop, came up on the heel of Ornelas' glove, and he reaches on the E5. First error by the Rough Riders since Friday. Webster Rivas stands in from the right side. First pitch. Broken bat, roller, third base side. Ornelas picks, goes to second for one. Foscue, no throw to first. So they get the one out there. Ornelas down to third. Nice play by Ornelas to redeem himself on the air. Runners on the corners for Juan Fernandez.
You mentioned Frisco really looking the same. And, I mean, you could probably argue that, and it really was, Cole Reagans, Zeke Duran, that were on this club that got promoted. And this was a club that a lot of these guys have experience of sticking around, like most organizations, but they really didn't flinch too much aside from the end of the first half.
Here's the stretch of the pitch, a ground ball foul left side, 0-1.
Offensively, you didn't see too many changes until recently, like you mentioned. You'd have some guys come down and make a major league rehab, but in terms of true players moving through the org, I think the shakeup to start the month of August is all that we've seen this year.
Stretch by Ozuna, the 0-1. In the air, shallow right center field. That one drops in for a base hit. Ornelas comes in to score from third, and it's now 6-4 San Antonio. That's a critical run here in the top of the ninth. A 2-run advantage. Rivas to second. Fernandez with the RBI single going the opposite way to right. Jack Stronach steps in now. When the Rough Riders began that 9-game road trip where they went Arkansas and quote-unquote second half after the All-Star break. Here's the set from Ozuna. And the right-hander's pitch. Swing and a miss, blew it by him 0-1. Made the comment that those were really two teams in Arkansas and Frisco that hadn't changed a lot. Both teams had 7 of 9 or 8 of 9 that were all on the opening day roster. And that was in late July. 0-1. Swing and a miss. and it's 0-2. The only player the Rough Riders had promoted was Ezekiel Duran on the position player side of things to that point. And now all of a sudden you have a whole bunch of guys in this lineup. Aaron Zavala, Luis Angel Acuna, Miguel Aparicio, the pitch. Swing and a miss, got him. Ofer Ozuna strikes him out. He gives up a run, though, in the top of the ninth inning, and it's a two-run deficit for the Rough Riders as we go to the bottom of the ninth. 8-9-1 due up for Frisco. 2-tie, 3-win it on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
8-1-1 Day, presented by CoServe, takes over Riders Field on August 11th, complete with a Rough Riders Lunchbox giveaway to kids 12 and under, presented by CoServe. It's also Thirsty Thursday and Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River with drink specials and more. We'll see you out here at Riders Field on August 11th. Visit RidersBaseball.com to purchase tickets. Let's ride!
The Dallas Black Giants return to Riders Field as your Frisco Rough Riders play as the Bay August 14th. Be sure to arrive early for a Dallas Black Giants jersey replica figurine and stick around after the game for Kids Run the Bases presented by Raisin Canes. That's the Dallas Black Giants at Riders Field coming up on Sunday, August 14th. Let's ride!
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
New pitcher for San Antonio as we go to the bottom half of the ninth inning. Riders trailing 6-4 to the Missions. It was a big run for San Antonio in the top of the ninth inning to make it a two-run ball game. Rough Riders have 8-9-1 due up. Josh Stowers to start it off against Fred Schlichtholz. Left-hander out on the hill is the third pitcher used today by San Antonio. He relieves Moises Lugo. Lugo went three innings, allowing two runs, one earned. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Stowers comes up empty on a slider, and it's 0-1. Stowers 1-for-2 today. Single came back in the fifth. He walked in the second. 0-1. Check swing. He was able to hold. Down low and inside. It's 1-1. 6 runs on 11 hits and 1 error for San Antonio tonight. Schlichtholz from the stretch. The pitch. A swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Blew another changeup off the outside corner. Rough Riders, 4 runs, 6 hits, and 1 error tonight. Schlichtholz has been really good this year. 1-2, just high of the zone. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 26-year-old, 6'3", 215 pounds. Here at the AA level, 14 games, a 1.40 ERA. 2-2, just outside with the change. 3-2. In 19 and a third innings, 24 strikeouts to 4 walks. He's ready from the stretch. Payoff pitch. Down low and inside. Ball 4. Rough Riders bring the tying run to the plate in the form of Miguel Aparicio here in the ninth.
Big way to start out the inning. I mean, of course, a leadoff walk is going to be a big help. But this is Aparicio that laced his first home run since rejoining Frisco. They've got the top of the order awaiting on deck. Stowers a lot of speed. We'll see if they can get something cooking.
Aparicio home run on Saturday. First pitch. Fastball in there for a strike. 0-1. First career AA home run after not homering in 15 games of the Riders last year. Runner at first, the pitch. High and outside. One ball and one strike. Aparicio tonight is 0-3. At the very least, just trying to find his way aboard for the top of the Riders' order on deck. 1-1. Outside corner, a called strike, 1-2. Rough Riders trailing by two with a runner at first. Opening the six-game series, it's game seven of a 12-game homestand. 1-2. Low and away, misses in the dirt. Nice block by Rivas to keep Stowers at first. Two balls, two strikes. And Ornelas on deck. He's 0-3 tonight. Jax Biggers after that, he's 0-2 tonight. Two-two pitch. Hit the other way and foul. On the left side, still 2-2. Runs got going early on in this ball game. San Antonio 2 in the top of the first. RBI for Webster Rivas on the sac fly, and then an RBI single. In the air out to left field, hit fairly well. Ornelas back to the warning track, and he's under it to make the catch. Stowers tags from first. He's on his way to second. The throw, not in time. Stowers, good base running, gets to second base. Ornelas was playing shallow and left and was able to run it down at the warning track. One away.
Ornelas has a cannon. I think in the org they know that. Boy, Stowers just got that arm in there as they kind of took a nasty collision. Looked like Melian kind of toppled over Stowers at second base. Remember, it was Melian earlier tonight as he was chasing down the Garcia, what ended up being double out to right center. And that divot's still there, Zach. He went down and kind of fell, and his right knee caught the grass and pulled it awkwardly as he kind of spilled over. Right there, Stowers sliding in. The two kind of collide. So that's a big way to turn the lineup card to the top, though, for Aparicio. Unfortunately, it's a tall wall in left field.
Tying run aboard and winning run at the plate with one out here in the ninth inning. Riders trailing 6-4. Ornelas with 12 home runs this year. The pitch. Takes outside, one ball, no strikes. 0-3 tonight with a walk. The opportunity is out there. Couldn't ask for a much better one right now. The pitch. Fouled back. 1-1. Want to correct myself. Tying run still at the plate. Runner at second. And one out. One ball and one strike on Ornelas. The ball hard back in the third. The pitch. Catches the outside corner for a strike. 1-2. Jax Biggers on deck. 1-2 pitch. Outside. Two balls, two strikes. Our Rough Riders have had plenty of come-from-behind victories this year, but not many when trailing entering the ninth inning. Here's the stretch. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him down low and inside with a slider for strike three. Two outs here in the ninth. First strikeout for Schlichtholz. And Jax Biggers makes his way in. Rough Riders have two wins this season when trailing into the ninth. Trying to make it a third, and Jax Biggers the final hope for the Riders. 6-4 ball game. Runner at second. Two down. The pitch. A drive to right field down the line. It drops in fair, rolling into the corner. Stowers around 30, comes in to score. Biggers up to second. He stops right there. It's a one-run game in the ninth. RBI double for Jax Biggers. 6-5, Riders trail. And here's Blaine Crim.
What it reminds you of is RBI triple that he had, similar spot. That one 96 off the bat and kind of stumbled around second. But Jax Biggers has been pulling things early in the last 2 weeks, and he got out in front of a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. And now there's a chance, Zach.
Tying run at second, the pitch. Grimm takes low in the dirt. One ball, no strikes. Go-ahead run, winning run at the plate in the form of Grimm, who has 15 homers this year. 1-for-4 day for Grimm with a double and a run scored back in the sixth. Golden opportunity for the Rough Riders. Schlichtholz looks in for the sign, and he's ready from the stretch. He fires. Ground ball foul, third base side. 1-1. Colts allowing a run. Prior to that, he hadn't allowed a run since July 23rd. Just allowed two runs in 13 and a third innings in all of the month of July. 1-1 on Grimm. The pitch home. He swings, chops it up the middle. Melly on the second baseman has it behind the bag. Fires onto first, and it's in time to end the ball game. Well, the Riders threaten with a run in the ninth, but they fail to come from behind and win it. They fall in the opener 6-5. Chris Jaron has the postgame show when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders have partnered with PGA Frisco to present Golf Night at Riders Field, sponsored by the 2023 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship. On August 12th, the Riders play host to the San Antonio Missions, and fans are invited out to the ballpark for golf-themed fun and activities throughout the game. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at MakoSmartRobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders.
Back at Riders Field as we start to shut this one down on a Tuesday night. San Antonio starts the six-game series off on the winning side of things. They out-hit Frisco tonight 11-7. And pick up a 6-5 win. Chris Jaron back with you on the Riders postgame show. And the major league rehabber, Fernando Tatis Jr., making his way out of the road dugout, getting a rousing cheer from the fans that are down there in the first couple of rows, and they're cram-packed in there wanting to see Tatis in person. And boy, did he have a difference tonight. 2-for-2 with a double and a triple. He walked twice, no strikeouts. And at the top of the order, really had a strong go. Otherwise, offensively, Yorman Rodriguez goes 2-for-5 with two runs driven in. And the 3-4-5-6 hitters able to produce five of the six runs driven in tonight. And a lot of production having to do with Tatis out on the bases. For Frisco, it was Aaron Zavala able to, well, he left the ball game. Jax Biggers goes 1-for-3 with an RBI. Kellen Strom goes 2-for-3 tonight. Justin Foskey with a two-run shot in the first inning that tied the game. But San Antonio offensively able to just stay in front of Frisco tonight, it felt. After Frisco tied it in the first, San Antonio 2 in the second. Frisco 1 in the sixth to make it a 4-3 deficit. San Antonio got 1 in the seventh. Frisco got 1 in the eighth. San Antonio got 1 in the ninth. So a lot of responsive offense tonight by San Antonio to pick up the win. For Frisco, the loss goes to Seth Nordlund. He gives up his first earned runs since go all the way back to the end of the month of July. or I should say June for Nordland. Tonight, four earned on seven hits, two walks, two strikeouts in four innings. Tristan Polly, really sharp, probably highlighted the pitching aspect tonight for Frisco. He goes two clean innings, no hits, no walks, one strikeout out of the bullpen. Joe Corbett giving up a run on two hits, a walk, and allowed that Tatis triple to right field. Josh Smith came in and shut it down with a strikeout in an inning and a third run on two hits and a punch out in his final inning. Henry with a season-high five innings tonight. He punches out five batters, two walks, two earned on one swing of the bat in the bottom of the first. Otherwise, two hits and no runs allowed in his five innings on five strikeouts. Moises Lugo got the whole three innings, two Ks, two walks, an earned run. Two runs total on three hits, and Fred Schlichtholz comes in his first save of the year as he strikes a batter out. Frisco made it close. Jack Spiggers poked one into the right field corner, an RBI double, but Blaine Krim with a ground out to end the ball game and the final out of the night. A game that took 2 hours and 36 minutes in front of a crowd of 4,792. San Antonio topping Frisco at Riders Field 6-5, the final. We'll step aside on the Riders postgame show, come back, and take one final look around the Texas League as we shut down tonight's broadcast next on the Riders Baseball Network.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Some finals around the Texas League tonight as San Antonio able to top Frisco 6-5, the final. Arkansas over Northwest Arkansas earlier on this Tuesday, 8-1, as the Travelers scored four in the first, four in the third inning at Dickie Stevens Park. Corpus Christi still trailing Wichita 8-2 at Riverfront Stadium. That one's still going on tonight. Elsewhere, Springfield and Amarillo still in action as the Soddies and Cardinals tied in a shootout. What's new in Hodgetown, 26 combined hits and a 9-9 tied score as Amarillo has scored five in the bottom of the seventh. That's just about going to do it around the Texas League in our scoreboard peak tonight. Frisco and San Antonio will continue the six-game series tomorrow night at Riders Field, and it's going to be a fun one. We continue Texas baseball legends out at the ballpark, and Bobby Witt Sr., the former Texas Ranger for 11 years in Arlington, going to be on hand for a meet and greet, so certainly excited to have Senior with us and going to be a lot of fun as well. Frisco unfortunately can't pick up the win tonight, but same time tomorrow night, 7:05 first pitch time with gates opening about an hour out. You can still get your tickets online at ridersbaseball.com. Call the box office, 972-334-1993. So happy to have Zach back in the booth with me tonight. As he mentioned, it was a long time since we were able to call a ball game together. The first time since the second, I should say the opener against Amarillo a week ago tonight. After that, it was a lot of back and forth, and we've got Zach back in the booth for the series, and so really excited about it. Frisco falls 6-5 the final one last time as we close the broadcast. For Zach Bigley, I'm Chris Jarrett, signing off from Frisco, Texas. Have a great rest of your Tuesday night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.